about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I wish I prepared something. I did not even know I was doing this. Hit it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Psycho Mike, period. F*** Psycho Mike. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. F*** Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike is a loser. Like, who put him on the air? Nobody thinks he's funny. He sucks. Big, fat, dojo b***. Yeah. Big, fat, dojo b***. Please die, Psycho Mike. I really, really hate you.
Why is he such a jerk to everybody?
Because he has a very, very small penis. I've seen it, actually, and it's like you don't even want to make fun of it, you know? It's just medically fascinating.
I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, it's like that one grape in the bunch that never got to be a grape.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Come on with the come on.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend, pass it over to me.
Let's roll.
Roll another one.
Really?
Just like the other one.
Really?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Why do you talk that way?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Shine. Let's shine. Dude.
You think it's going well?
No.
Roll. Roll another one.
Hey, how about that King Hussein?
Just like the other one.
You're a doo-doo head.
This one seems to be about to end.
Don't freaking be like that, okay?
I don't have another cent.
All right. Are you high? I am.
Would you like to touch my penis?
Just pass it around.
Yeah, yeah.
Our feature presentation.
Wow, one of Bean's heroes right there.
Oh, Weird Al's the best human on earth. I love him so much.
Bean will put Weird Al in his top three favorite people of all time.
How yeah, I not? Suppose so.
Have you not seen his work?
Of course I've
seen. Are you not familiar with the Weird Al
oeuvre? I don't know that word, but of course. I mean, I know his songs. I know his videos. He's talented.
He's best human in the world.
I enjoy him.
If I could be on a desert island with either him or Megan Fox, I'd have to choose Megan Fox, but then after that, my next choice would be Weird Al. That's how much
Thank
I love Weird Al.
God.
Yeah, he just said that. There's no possible way that that would go that way.
Yeah, you're right.
He would not for 1 second choose Megan Fox.
It'd be Weird Al.
Hey, yeah, well, she can't play the accordion for starters. Enough with the chit-chat. I have the world's greatest story to tell you, and then we're going to get right to your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number. I'd love to hear from some of the people that have never called before but have always wanted to. I always love it when years into listening to a broadcast, somebody finally picks up the phone, gets that thing off their chest they've been talking about. So maybe today's the day. Give us a call, get on the air, get a prize. Listen to this. Look, as long as there have been people who have been cheating on their significant others, they've made up stories about how they got pregnant. I love the stories so much with, I swear to you, I didn't have sex with that person.
Right.
I don't know how it happened. Maybe it was a doorknob. Maybe I went to the doctor and something, you know, touched me that shouldn't have. I mean, there's lots of stories that people have made up. This may be the most creative one of all. Here's a woman. She's a white woman whose white husband is in Iraq. She turns up pregnant.
Oh, okay? No.
While he's in the military in Iraq. Fighting for our country. Her defense is that she was watching a 3D porn movie that was so realistic that somehow she must have gotten pregnant by the black actor in the movie.
She's not even trying.
The films in 3D are very real. With today's technology, anything is possible. is what she says.
Not even trying. I mean, that doesn't even make sense as
no.
it comes out of your mouth. You think there's no way this will make sense to anyone.
She claims she went to watch a porno with her friends in New York. She doesn't usually watch porn movies, but she wanted to see what it looked like in 3D. She said she fell asleep, and the child that she now has, she says, looks a lot like the black actor in the movie. About a month after watching the movie, I wasn't with anyone. I started feeling dizzy, got a pregnancy test, and it was
ridiculous. Wow, who knew that you could get pregnant from watching porn?
That's the most real, that's a realistic movie. Look, say what you will about Avatar and some of these other movies where they've really taken the 3D to a new level. If you can start getting pregnant from watching 3D porn, it may be time to dial it back. They may be too realistic.
But what? How long did her husband have for that explanation? He had to go, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer admits her marriage could be in trouble. Even
really?
Though the husband believed in me, my marriage could be at risk. But he knows I'm faithful, she says.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You're not buying it?
Not buying it? Yeah.
Not so far.
No.
But if it flies, let me know. That's a good thing to
sure.
know.
Give it a try at some point.
Sure.
Is that the best? Do you love that?
Well, it's really, yeah, only in that it's impossible to believe that somebody would think that that might work. You know what I mean? That somebody might be able to convince themselves that this is a good explanation that people will buy.
Right.
Because there's no way anyone would, and they're so deluded if they think that'll work.
Maybe she believes it.
Ooh, maybe she crazy?
Maybe she a little crazy,
well, maybe she crazy. That could be, too.
I think you'd have better luck on the using the toilet seat as your defense or something.
I even think to pull that defense out of thin air, you have to be crazy.
Yeah, really.
Even just to give that defense, you have to be crazy.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd never think of it. You'd never land on it and go, yes, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
I was watching a porn. It was very realistic. All right, let's start with your phone calls. That topic or any other topic that interests you, movies, sports, anything else, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Cheech and Chong have a very entertaining new DVD out called Hey, Watch This. They're the best buds of comedy, don't you know? They're back and funnier than ever before. Cheech and Chong embarking on an all-new trip that will leave you rolling with laughter. It never stops.
It doesn't. You roll and roll.
The people who write these, man, they know their audience. Let's start with Rob. He's on line one. He gets us started on an all-new Kevin and Bean show today. Hi, Rob. What it do?
What it do?
What's going on?
Not much. I want to talk about, I'm a Little League coach. And I never really noticed, you know, you start to notice all the texts and the phone calls that aren't about practice anymore.
Ah, sure.
They're about, hey, what are you doing? You know, it's the moms. And somebody would have told me that one of the perks comes with this. I mean, I would have started coaching a long time ago.
Now, are you coaching one of your sons?
Or no, it's a little, it's a little cousin of mine.
Okay.
I mean, he's 10 years old and, you know, I just started to notice some of the parents, some of the moms, and then even on the other team.
So the first time you get a text, it's like, what time is practice on Tuesday? And then the second time you get a text, it's like, hey, did you see American Idol last night?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is, let's get coffee.
Yeah,
right?
And then it goes right to the pitcher, Texas.
All right.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah.
All right.
The reports are that Larry King's wife, much younger wife, had been having an affair with her son's Little League coach. So maybe you're onto something. Mike, you do some coaching too. Have you had the same experience that Rob has?
No. I don't also give out my cell phone number to the parents. But
you should.
But you're not
a man whore like Rob is.
I will say that is a benefit of coaching, especially little kids, is that a lot of the moms are hot, you know?
Sure.
They're in their mid-30s or early 30s.
And a decent amount of them, I imagine, are even single, by that point.
I'm sure.
So.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for the call. Nothing wrong with that.
Who's the best little league coach in the world?
You.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Armando. Hi, Armando.
What'd it do, guys? So yesterday, I wake up, and I find out that the Raiders finally released Jamarcus Russell.
Woo!
Yeah, how about that?
The Raiders got Jamarcus Russell, Lisa, who's a quarterback, mm-hmm. and thought he was going to solve all their problems.
Didn't.
And then he didn't solve really any of them. And so
he actually caused more problems.
He caused more problems, yeah.
And was he expensive as well?
I think he was a number one overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, really like a high draft pick
wow.
that they thought was a franchise player. We're going to build our franchise around this guy.
Did nothing
or worse than nothing.
Wow.
But if they could have released Al Davis, I mean, now you got something to talk about.
Yeah, but even though, like, Al Davis is finally letting go of his grip on the Raiders.
Yeah.
The draft was actually decent. They finally let go of Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
Al Davis is letting up, so...
Don't get too excited, man. Raiders fans, yeah. I know you're used to getting your heart broken every season. Don't get too excited that things are going in the right direction until you start seeing some W's.
I know. Well, Tom Cable's doing all right. I mean, I guess the signing for the draft, hopefully they'll do good. And without Jamarcus Russell, we have high hopes.
All right.
Good luck with that.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye now.
All right, man. Let's try Nate, line 4. I can't believe anyone would even ask this question. It's so obvious. Nate, welcome to the Kevin Devine Show. What it do?
Hey, what it do? Yeah, I just don't know why everyone calls in and talks all this smack about Psycho Mike. He's pretty funny in my point of view.
Hey, Nate.
Well, if you want to know why everyone hates Psycho Mike, it's because those of us who have had the opportunity to either meet him or know him or hear him, it's pretty obvious. I mean,
he's a
I hear him every day, and I still don't dislike him.
He's a pain in our ass to begin with.
Look, there are people like Dane Cook too. It's some people are just flawed. You know, and I think this one's on you, Nate.
so it's my fault that I like him.
Yes.
It kind of is, yeah.
It's your...
What you should be doing right now is reevaluating where you're at, okay?
I got one more thing.
Wait, let me ask you one question just as a follow-up. Have you ever heard Psycho Mike tell a story of any kind?
Probably every time I listen to the radio. He's not very good at it, but
right.
It's not funny.
Not very good at it is an understatement. All right, what was your last question?
What did you guys think? I don't know if anyone saw that new Miley Cyrus video.
Did not see it.
What's it
about?
It's supposed to be very racy.
I just saw it, and I just did not like how she thinks she's separate from everybody else. It reminds me, her video reminds me of Lady Gaga and Kesha and Britney Spears, and she says she's different than everybody else. I just wanted to know if you guys had a point of view.
Isn't this the one that they're saying that she's trying to be really sexy and adult?
Yes, that one. And she says she's not trying to be sexy, but I just don't see it.
Well, considering she was dancing on a pole at the Kids' Choice Awards like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I think this is like her first adult video. She's trying to step it up and compete with the kind of the production values of some of the other artists that you mentioned. Look, the fact of the matter is she's just not very talented musically. She's not much of a dancer or actress. So she's doing the best she can to kind of dress it up and make it look fancy, but there's not much there.
How old is she?
She's 17.
17, right.
There's no question that there's going to be a Miley Cyrus sex tape within 2 years. None, right? I mean, that's the path she's been on for 4 years. We've seen that coming.
Yeah.
The thing about this video that's different
is... Oh, here's Mike again. Great.
We're accustomed to seeing Miley dressed like a whore. I mean, that's nothing new. This one's, like, really dark. She's supposedly some type of, like, bird, and everything's really... Yeah. Everyone's dressed in
black. She's a bird
in
costume.
And trapped in a cage, and these, you know, like, hunky dudes are trying to break her out. I mean, but it's really, like, the whole environment of the video is very, very dark, and her makeup's kind of adult and stuff. It's not nice.
Yeah, I just don't like how she says that she's trying to be different, but she's exactly the same as every other artist.
I like how close attention you're paying to this.
Hey, he's got the can't wait till she's 18 o'clock going at his house. Come on.
Wow.
All right, dude. Thank you very much for the call. We have to leave it there, but thanks for all your calls, everybody.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay. That's an insane question.
I guess it was a question, wasn't it? Yeah. We're going to talk to Lisa May's dead mom. Very excited about that. That's coming up. That's our goal. That's our goal.
I'm just saying. Let's let her enjoy life.
Let's let her.
Bang.
Let's let her enjoy life. And that's the way to do it. Dewanne Johnson will be on the program today.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's he looking for? What can we do for Mr. Dewanne Johnson?
He's looking for a fine white Christian woman.
From San Pedro.
In San Pedro.
Okay.
Just not where he lives. So that's our question.
We can probably help him out with that. He's got his new hairdo, though, so he's signal and ready to mingle.
Thanks for that info. Bean on today's show?
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
Oh,
we're too much. We might have to break that into two things.
You know, babies are born without kneecaps, right? You know that they don't develop until you're after two, right?
Adam Carolla will be here this week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have Movie Beat. We have Mr. Skin with his Mother's Day list.
Nice.
Awesome.
And we have King of Mexico on the red carpet for Iron Man 2.
Awesome.
Neil Young blows and why. And revenge on cheaters.
Okay.
You got cheated on or you cheated on somebody. And the revenge was swift and fierce. That's what we're looking for.
Revenge was a guy comes back from serving our country in Iraq and kicks the ass of some black male porn star. That's the revenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get his wife pregnant during a movie.
His wife is yelling about 3D porn. So anyway, that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
94.3, it's KMGX, no. Magic FM, no. The station everybody can agree on.
Next?
Good morning, Lisa May here with you. I'll be here right up until 3 o'clock right. Playing all your favorites. Ben. So be sure to keep it here
and
at Magic FM.
Oh, wow.
Does Bob Taylor come on at 3 o'clock?
He does.
That's his shift, hang on. Right?
So hey, watch out.
Oh, watch out.
Watch out for Bob Taylor.
You guys know better what I said than I do.
I missed the original because I was on vacation when you guys
Kevin,
played that.
Sweetness.
Where was this 94.3-year-old?
It was in the Valley, KGIL's sister station.
Of course.
KGIL's sister station.
I should have thought of GIL.
I used to work at their brother station.
Yeah. Lisa was
Can't
good.
Say that. Can't say it. All right, how about Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat? Next hour, by the way, Lisa's mom on the show today.
Oh, we're going to have a seance?
Hotline to heaven.
She is not
Hotline
to
heaven. Oh, that's so nice. We're going to join hands, light a candle. If you can hear us, Lisa's mom, let her give us a sign. Ah, she's here.
And also, for the Kevin B. listeners who have long wanted to date Dewan A. Johnson of Los Angeles, California, if you meet his very strict criteria, you have a shot. Next hour, coming up. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Sandra Bullock has announced she is leaving Hollywood.
Okay. Moving out.
Had enough of this town. Friends say that she will split her time between her home in Austin, Texas, and a brand new Victorian house. Well, it's not brand new, obviously. It's new to her, but the Victorian home in New Orleans, the home city of her newly adopted baby. A friend says, regarding Sandra's attitude about Los Angeles, the whole place is so toxic, she just wants to get away and start over. My ass is chapped with people blaming Los Angeles for their problems. You know what? You married a douchebag. That can happen anywhere in these United States and in some parts of Europe.
Easily will.
Women married douchebags all the time. It has nothing to do with Los Angeles.
Nice sometimes to get away from the area where it all happens.
I'm sure it is. It's also nice to get $20 million a picture and carry around an Oscar.
Well, yeah, not everyone can do it.
That's true.
She sure doesn't have to work. I mean, when reports of their divorce were coming out, they said she was worth well over $100 million. So it's not like she needs the job, that's for sure.
And I understand her saying she wants to get away from her troubles and her husband and everything. But why is she slamming L.A.? Why is L.A. toxic? Why is the town toxic?
A lot of people hate it.
I know.
She only moved here because of him. Because didn't she live in Austin pretty much full-time before that?
Bean, what do you think of Austin? You've been there.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Except for the F and Ants.
Oh, sure.
God damn it.
Had my finger on the button. So lots of line being
Oh, you thought I was going to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
I resent that. We
can't say that. That's the thing.
My bad. I got a couple stories here for Kevin.
Awesome.
Kevin, you might want to know what happens to Scarlett Johansson when she appears on the red carpet or performs in front of a live audience. Scarlett says she has a tremendous armpit sweating problem.
Oh, Glendale.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She says she perspires, she sweats profusely whenever she is in front of people.
Don't sound sexy.
No, butterflies in the stomach when she's on the set, but in front of a live audience or when she's in front of the paparazzi on the red carpet, she gets soaked.
Not everything needs to be discussed or shared.
Kevin would like to bottle that and take it home.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah. Here's another little story for Kevin. I'm sure Kevin will be in the theaters on June the 24th, 2011, because that's when 20th Century Fox is releasing its Planet of the Apes prequel, Rise of the Apes.
Can't wait. Love that. It's happening. It's happening for real. It may happen before that movie comes out.
Rise of the Apes is the origin story of the Planet of the Apes films that we love so well, except for the Tim Burton one.
That's what I'm curious about. Is this related at all to the Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes or no?
No, it's a complete disconnect. It is basically the beginning, how Planet of the Apes all happened, and it features a man's experiments with genetic engineering using apes, and then he makes them intelligent and a little bit too intelligent.
And he starts tweeting. That happens.
And yeah, exactly. And Caesar's got his own Facebook page. Wow. And he's rising up, and next thing you know...
You know, for the years that those original Apes movies were made, which was what, late 60s, Ralph?
69, I think, was the first one. 67, maybe.
Astonishing costuming and makeup in those movies. I mean, really, really, they still look good when you see those films today.
It was groundbreaking and is the focus and sort of the foundation for a lot of special effects makeup post that. But in this film, apparently, which is interesting, they're going to use what they call photorealistic apes. So instead of
actors in ape costumes.
Right.
They're going to use actual apes and then augment that with special effects and CGI and stuff. Yeah. So they won't be, you know, Roddy McDowell with latex on his face.
But, I got you.
Right. More movie news. I can't wait to hear Dave the King of Mexico's interviews from the red carpet of Iron Man.
They're good.
Because apparently he spoke to Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep.
And Sam is reportedly a tough interview. But I think Dave probably, with his journalistic skills, probably cracked that nut.
Oh. It went on for hours. We had to cut it way down.
Sam says that he once threw a publicist, no, excuse me, he once threw a journalist out of a press tour when the reporter had the audacity to ask him how many of his family members were in prison.
Well, that's not a nice question.
No, it's not.
Does he have family members in prison?
Two.
He does. Yeah, that's a terrible question.
Yeah, but was still, you don't ask.
No.
Was he being recruited for the Dolphins? What's the case of that interview?
Todd.
He said, I want this mother effing reporter off my mother effing tour, and threw his ass out. So don't ask him that. I wonder if Dave brought up that question.
Oh, God.
How many of your relatives are in prison? How many of your relatives are in prison?
I don't think I was able to hear the whole thing. I think Omar had to cut it down from the original 2.5 hours to about an hour or so.
You still it?
Yeah, so well, maybe.
We just have a King of Mexico special. Just, you know, like Barbara Walters talks to the 50 most interesting people.
Yeah, we could
do that.
That'd
be the best show ever.
Just be the one-on-one.
That would be the best show ever.
Dave and Sam Jackson. All right, let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Actor Breckenmeyer. You know him from Road Trip and don't forget Herbie Fully Loaded.
Sure.
He is 36 years old today. Eagle Eye Cherry celebrates his or her 39th birthday. His. Tracy Lords, legendary porn actress Tracy Lords, celebrates her 42nd birthday today. Psycho Mike Phil Campbell of Motorhead is 49 years old today.
It is.
And writer, director, producer Amy Heckerling, one of the most powerful women in the entertainment business for a long time. She gave us Clueless and Fast Times at Ridgemont High was her first film that she directed, National Lampoon's European Vacation. But then she also gave us Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Too. So that cancels out the rest of her
career.
They
can't all be home runs.
I don't need any talking baby movies. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. I've been roaming around, always looking
down at all I see. 106.7 K-Rock, it's K-R-O-Q. Sorry.
You okay
Sorry.
Over there?
I'm joking. It's 8 minutes after 6.
This is the Kevin DeBean Show with some Jimmy Eat World for you later this hour. Also, The Offspring, who are in studio, by the way, working on a new album right now. And the new one from STP, whose new album comes out in a couple weeks. All that's coming up. Lisa, you getting by okay? Do you need us to send over food? Or is there anything
I'm fine.
Some time off? Or,
no, everything in my life is good.
Your friends staying with you? Or
no, why would I need that?
Well, I mean, when someone's parent dies, it can be very rough. Sometimes it's difficult
Whose
to get through.
Whose parent died? What?
We heard in your Pro Flowers commercial that your mom had died.
That your mom is
gone. No, I didn't.
Here's the commercial.
I didn't say that. Hi, it's Lisa. You know how they say that you never appreciate something until it's gone? Well, I am doing my best to make sure that that is not the case with my mom. I realize that we're all getting older. One of these days, she's not going to be here. So I really do try to spend as much time with her as I can.
Now, that was like, I don't know, yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So, right. So you saw her as much as you could before she passed.
Right.
And you feel like you got a chance to say goodbye. And that's great. But now you've got to start thinking about, you know, how you're going to go on without a mother. And I know that's difficult for you.
My mom is still alive. She's fine. She's fine.
Well, what was the commercial about then?
Well, because we're all getting older and one day she won't be fine.
Right.
But she's fine
right now.
She's
fine now.
Yeah, she's fine.
Prove it.
She's good. Okay, let's talk to my mom.
Hotline to heaven. Let's dial it up right now. See if we can get her.
I don't think she'll
from a cloud.
There.
What?
She
went to heaven. You said your mom went to hell.
What?
Where's your mom?
Well, she did have quite the life.
Oh, is she? You're saying she's on the phone?
Yes, she's on the phone.
All right, kill the hotline to heaven. Let's. Lisa's mom, Letty, apparently joining us on the Kevin DeBean Show right now. Hi, Letty. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, but you have me in the grave.
We don't.
We don't. Your daughter's.
I didn't know it was that.
Your daughter has you in the grave.
That is.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Listen, Mom.
She doesn't want me to die, then she couldn't go to Cabo anymore.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
My mom is my ticket at Christmas to Cabo.
How about that? She's holding the Cabo over your head.
Yes, she is.
But Mom, first of all, thank you so much for coming on. It's an absolute delight to talk to you. But we got the feeling that if you weren't dead, that in the way the commercial sounded, Lisa was kind of like pushing you in that direction. It's almost like she's got a watch on and she's just counting down the minutes until, you know, sweet white death. I mean, it just it kind of creeped us out a little bit, to be honest.
Well, I find that very difficult to believe. She is my most perfect daughter.
No! Yeah. See? Yeah.
Well, Letitia. How about her?
Yeah.
Well, Letitia's a good daughter, too.
Just not as good?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, she's the other perfect daughter.
All right.
See, she's such a good mom.
Lisa had this to say.
One of these days, she's not going to be here.
Right. And we were like, oh, man, that's a little rough. So we didn't know if today was the day or yesterday. We didn't know. It sounded almost like a veiled threat.
No, no.
Well, you know, Mother's Day can go on for a long time.
Right.
It's not just one day.
Well, it is just one day. And that's why it's called Mother's Day. The day is actually in the title.
All the mothers that the boys don't take care of.
I see.
Yeah, my mom has Mother's Day all the time because of me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like Valentine's Day at my house. Every day is Valentine's Day.
Sure.
But listen, Mom, here's the impression that we get. The impression we get is that Lisa, she says things to you like, well, don't bother buying a gallon of milk because you may not be alive to enjoy the last of it. Just go ahead and get a half a gallon. I mean, it just sounds like she's hovering over you waiting to see that last breath. And it's just, I don't know, it just seems, she's a vulture. It's just kind of creepy
really
to us.
Think she says things like that?
She does.
It seems like
no,
it
does. No.
Yeah, it's like, are you going to get a dozen
girl.
Eggs? Just get one.
I mean,
she's a really, really, really good girl.
Oh,
you really, really, really don't know her.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's stories we could tell you that would put you in the ground.
I don't. It's because of your bad influence.
Yeah, now I was going to ask you about that.
That is a good point, Mom.
I was going to ask you about that because we have corrupted her in a way that is really almost disappointing even to us.
it's astounding what you've done.
It really is. I mean, when she started working with us, she would cry every day because she's a good person and we're not. Then,
and she was so offended by everything that she heard on the radio, and now she's a ringleader. Now she horrifies us with the things she comes up with.
She does.
Well, she does come up with something.
Yeah, right.
I know.
I agree with
you. You don't listen, though. You don't listen to this show.
To this show.
Right?
Well, I would, except my little radio at the gym doesn't pick it up.
All right.
See, my mom is working out.
Working
at the
out
gym.
In your last days to work out. That's something. Wow, that's great.
She's Lisa hanging on.
Yeah.
You think
I'm not going to die because I work out.
I see.
Stay young. I just do all these dipping things.
Not according to Lisa.
Listen, Mom, we don't want you to die. We love you and want you to live for a long time.
Yeah.
It's Lisa who's pushing you toward the light.
Just go to the light.
It's not us. It's not us at all. So.
Well, I find it. I don't believe that.
Thank you,
you don't believe
Mom.
That. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
right.
Just.
Well, she's willfully blind. All right.
I got to be honest. That contrary to the way Lisa paints it, which is that you can barely get out of bed, you sound like you're very happening, very together, very healthy sounding woman.
Well, I am. Yes. I'm just very, very healthy.
Well, you should have a talk
with you. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No. You should have a talk with your daughter about the fact that she's presenting you in a completely different light. I mean, really, you should sit her down and go, look, don't tell people I'm dying. I'm not.
Oh, no. That's not what Lisa says. That's what you say.
One of these days, she's not going to be here.
That's Lisa. That's not me.
One of these hours, she's not going to be here.
She didn't one of these years, did she? No.
Well,
Lisa,
I'll tell you what. It's your influence that she does say.
Oh, how dare
Thank
you.
Thank you, Mom. Yes, you guys are the worst.
It is. That's true.
Yeah.
Lisa, did you send your mom the Pro Flowers for Mother's Day early in case she wasn't still on Earth Sunday?
No, I sent them early to make sure that she would get them on time.
You told us that you weren't sure she was going to see Sunday.
So I made sure she had them by Thursday.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, okay,
you told us.
I want to tell you something.
Uh-oh. Us or Lisa?
Let me tell you something. I was in New York.
Okay.
And I was talking to this young lady. And anyway, she said she was selling advertisement for radios.
Right.
And I said, oh, my daughter's on the radio. And she said, oh, what's her name? And I said, Lisa May. And she said, oh, the Kevin and Bean Show.
What?
I said, you know the Kevin and Bean Show? And she said, oh, yes, everybody knows that. They were the number one.
Wow.
That
was a long time ago.
They were the original. And she said, everybody knows who the Kevin and Bean
Show. And then did she say, I'm sorry to hear about your death? Did she say that to you?
No, she did
all
not.
All right, I'm just
she said, aren't you just real proud of your daughter? And I said, oh, yes, I just think she's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's the best mom
ever. That's a nice lie.
Well, listen, Mom, thank you for coming on. I'm sorry this is going to be your last Mother's Day, assuming you made it
Sunday.
Oh,
you're tired. tiger you.
Listen, it's not us. We're just going by what your daughter says.
But we're happy to have checked in with you, and we're delighted to hear that you're doing better than she led us to believe. So thank you very much, and have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend, okay?
Thank you for calling.
All right. Get to the gym now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Bye now.
Whatever you do, Lisa, don't ever let your mom listen to this program. Seriously.
I know.
Yeah, that would be
I know.
You would break her. She sounds like such a nice lady. It would so break her heart.
It would. Okay.
Break her heart. All right. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Adam Carolla later on today. Hey. Also, we got the movie beat. We had a conversation a couple of days ago about the great Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend Neil Young. Kevin, not so much a fan of the Neil Young as I am.
I don't really I also don't claim to have a wide range of taste in music. I know that my taste can be somewhat narrow. I don't like much 60s music at all, anyone from that era. But Neil Young, in particular, he has a voice that would make me want to kill myself. I mean, it really is an awful, terrible voice.
It's not a classically perfect voice, I will grant you.
Well, listen, there are a lot of singers that don't have that. This is worse than that, though. This is fingernails on a chalkboard. Voice is what this is.
Well, Neil Young made tremendous records with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and the Buffalo Springfield and other bands in the 60s. He had an enormous career in
the
70s,
so he's a great songwriter.
80s, the 90s.
He's a great songwriter.
He's a great songwriter.
But,
yeah. All right.
Big hit records, million-selling albums. I mean, the guy has had a very, very long career. And the reason it came up is because Ralph did a report that he's in the studio working on a new studio album. And that kind of got us off on the tangent of Neil Young. Turns out maybe a little more than half the people on the Kevin and Bean Show not Neil Young fans. Some of us, Mike is one, are big fans. So we thought, maybe if you talk to Mr. Young yourself, Kevin, maybe he can win you over, and maybe you'll find something, some humanity in Neil Young that maybe you hadn't seen before. So we asked producer Alex to line him up, and I believe we have our favorite Canadian on the line with us right now. Hey, Mr. Young, how are you?
I'm on the radio with Kevin and Bean. I can't believe it. On the radio with Kevin and Bean.
Well, it's, you sure are. So you got this new record that you're working on. I mean, you've been making records for 40 years. You think you'll ever stop?
I'm in the studio recording songs. I've been doing it for oh so long. Oh, I'm gonna keep doing it for a while.
Wow.
What do you think of his voice, Kevin, now that you've heard Neil Young today?
Why do you sing that way?
Because I have no actual talent.
Oh.
I gotta sing right through my nose.
Right? You don't have a technically perfect voice, but really for you it's more about the emotion. It's more about being a great rock and roll front man, I always thought.
Hey, it's really just all about the paychecks and the whores.
Wow,
oh, who knew?
Wow, that's disappointing. Wow.
Don't forget the drugs.
Drugs, right?
Okay. I really like the drugs.
You gotta like the drugs, right? Neil, Ralph, when he was reporting the story the other day, said that you may have some guest stars on this new album that you're working on for release later in the year, and that maybe your old friend Bob Dylan might be joining you. Is there any truth to that rumor?
I keep rocking with Bob Dylan.
Another guy who can't sing.
I'm right here with Bob Dylan.
What do you mean you're right there? Is he there now?
He's right here with Bob Dylan.
Wow, how about that?
Would you mind? Could we say hello to Bob? We actually know Bob. We have him on the show all the time. Can we talk to him?
Ew.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Omar. Omar, don't hit the music.
Wait, there's a guy named Omar there?
Yeah. That's where we get the jugs.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, Bob, you're in the studio with your old friend Neil Young. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going good.
I don't even know what you said, but listen, a lot of people have been making fun of Neil Young's voice. That's something you can certainly identify with. The same thing has happened to you throughout your career.
That's why I love working with Neil. The only guy who sings worse than I do.
Ah!
Yeah, it makes me sound good.
Neil Young does sing worse than you do. That's true.
Yeah, the only problem is Neil keeps making me grab his nuts so he can sing.
That's the only way he can sing that high?
Yeah, I gotta wear a rubber glove.
Does not seem good.
No.
Look, I can't give it away any real details, but on Monday's show, on the Kevin and Bean show, we are going to give you details on the K-Rock Schmini-Schmost.
I think we can say Wienerus. I think we're allowed to say it's the
Wienerus. The K-Rock Schmini-Schmost.
We can say the Monday morning. We got details on the Wienerus.
Monday morning. Can't say more about it. I wish we could tell you what the actual title was, but we can't. Okay. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 6:35.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, finally Friday. Very excited about our friend Dewane Johnson from Los Angeles, California. Really, Kevin and Bean, listener number one as far as I'm concerned. Look, we have a lot of listeners. A lot of them we've come to know over the years. I think we have relationships with. Some we're even friends with. Dewane Johnson is the only one that I would invite to come live in my barn. I have to be honest. That's how much I admire
live
this guy.
Live in your barn? Why not your house?
I would let him live in the barn. Well, let's not get crazy. Hey, Dewane, how are you, buddy?
Good, thank you. Hey, Kevin Levine. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How you been?
Good, thank you.
Dewane, tell us, you got your hair did yesterday. Tell me about that. It's a new look for you.
Thank you.
What?
Yesterday around 2 o'clock p.m. It'd take about like 1 hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay. And what'd you do? Describe it for people who haven't seen your picture yet. What did you do to your hair?
Twist it.
Twisted it.
Yeah, keep it like that till 3 weeks.
Is it called cornrows?
I want my hair. Try to get my hair nice to get ready for Mother's Day for my mom.
That's very. Dewane's a very nice boy and very close with his family. We admire that a lot. There are they called cornrows, Dewane? Is that what you did?
Nope, twisties.
Twisties. Okay.
Twisties. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yeah,
down
but later on this year, I'm gonna get some short dreadlocks.
All right.
Okay. I think anything would look good on you, Dewane. Well, listen, the reason we wanted to have you on is because you have been texting us and you have been tweeting lately that you're it sounds like you're maybe in the market for a girlfriend. It sounds like maybe you're looking for a young lady and you want our help.
A white young lady.
All right, now. Now, here your
between
words.
18 through the 20s.
18 through 29?
Yes.
Okay, just checking how far into 30. The 20s. 30s, okay.
18 to 30, okay. Yes. All right, you mentioned that you're looking for a white woman, and that struck us as strange that you would be so specific because there may be a woman out there who's Asian or who's black or Puerto Rican. You don't know, right. And she might be perfect for you. Why white?
Because, like, more... I like the step of my dad's steps when he did in the past.
Oh, and so your dad had a white.
He's married to a white woman.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So you say a fine white Christian woman.
Yeah, I just want to be like my dad.
Okay.
Okay, but hold on. If you met somebody who was another African American, though, you would. If she was nice, you would still go out with her. I hope. I hope you wouldn't discriminate against somebody who's not white.
Just go out for a date as. Friends, and I just want to think about it if I'm interested in her.
Wow, but you don't think you would want it to go any further?
More time.
That's quite a tribute to your dad that you'd be that specific. Now, let me ask you another question, Dewane, because you say you were looking for a fine white Christian woman in the San Pedro area. Now, for those of you that don't live in the area, that's near Long Beach. It's right on the ocean, and it's also almost 30 miles from where you live.
Yeah, I know. I can... catch the bus to go away out there.
And you don't drive, so you have to catch the bus. So why wouldn't you want someone a little closer?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
Is it because there are no white people that live near you, Dewane?
Some of them, but I'm really not into right now.
Okay, but why San Pedro then? Why'd you pick there? Why not Huntington Beach or, you know, someplace else?
Or Hollywood where you spend a lot of time.
San Pedro is a beautiful place. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you want her to live in or near San Pedro?
Yeah, look for a white Christian girl who lives in the San Pedro area.
All right, 18 to 30.
Single
is an important thing to ask for when you're looking for a girl. Yeah.
And what kinds of things would you like her to want to do, Dewane? What would her interests or hobbies be?
Like hang out, go to the movies, beach, chatting, and talk a lot.
Okay. But we should also mention this, no sex, right?
Not at this moment.
No, but he's talking about with the new girl.
With the new girlfriend.
If you meet a new girl, a new fine white Christian woman in San Pedro, if you were to meet that woman, then sex?
No sex, right, Duane?
Not at the moment, not right now.
So not at first, is what
you're saying. They have to, like, call you guys, or they can feel free to Twitter you or send you a comment on MySpace page.
Okay. Now, do you care about what she looks like other than white? Do you care about attributes? Do you care about weight? Do you care about ass? Do you care about boobs? Do you care about face? What's your...
Slim, skinny.
Okay.
Okay. I like his albums. How about hair color, eye color, boob size, anything like that?
Any hair color.
Size.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Is this a qualifying question? Do they have to like 90210?
They don't have to.
They don't have to.
Okay.
That's very nice of you.
You're a little more open-minded than I thought.
I have a question. Duane, a lot of girls 18 to 30 like to drink alcohol and like to party, and I know you're not a big fan. Is it okay if this girl is a fan of the alcohol?
No, not really.
Not looking for a drinker.
I don't want my family to do the bad stuff.
You don't want your family to do the bad stuff, just your friends.
And my friends.
By the way, Duane is a guy who texted us many times on 420 when we were doing Wake and Bake with Cypress Hill, not to enjoy ourselves. I mean, you really did not want us to celebrate
the 420 holiday.
Right, don't celebrate it, you told us.
Yeah, okay.
You also told us not to make friends with the dumb stoners.
Listen, Duane, we're out of time, but you've really painted yourself into a corner with all these restrictions. I don't know if we're going to be able to find somebody who meets all your criteria, but we have certainly put it out there, and if there is someone, we will definitely put you in touch.
Any someone in the San Pedro area, please feel free to call the Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay, or they could email us to kevin@krock.com. Would be fine, or bean@krock.com.
Or I can email you guys. I can give you my information, my
of course
website and my email address.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Well, I hope there's the perfect woman is out there who has been looking for someone just like you, Duane, and we can make a love connection here. We'll definitely keep you posted. So have a great weekend and enjoy your Mother's Day. Okay.
To your mother too.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. She's dead, but thank you anyway, Duane.
Peace out.
Okay. You as well.
Come on, Bean. You got to bring that up.
You don't have to do that.
You don't have to say she's dead, but thanks.
Well, I just, you know.
Yeah, but you don't have to say that.
I know, but
still. Well, don't then.
All right. What do you think the chances are we're going to find a lady for Duane? He's got a lot of rules.
She's got too many 100%. Rules, I think.
That's all the losing.
I bet you the applicant's already pouring in.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Hey.
Okay.
I just didn't know if you heard me or not.
And it's 6:49.
Adam Carolla on the show today with This Week in Rage. Also the movie beat because it's Friday. Mr. Skin's got a Mother's Day special for us. And Ralph Garman has tickets for Robin Hood. See it before it opens coming up later on today's show as well. Right now, speaking of Ralph, time for the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's happening?
Speaking of me, as we know, as Lisa's told us, when her mother was still alive, they used to celebrate Mother's Day.
Right.
Yeah,
in a special
those are
way.
Good times.
Lisa would send her pro flowers.
Sure.
I myself always go with the amateur flowers. I like to send flowers before they go pro.
Sure.
I think they want it more.
Well, they're not driven only by money.
Yeah, exactly. It's for the love of the game.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting list from Time Magazine. Best moms ever, the 10 best moms ever in popular culture.
Oh.
Real
moms.
From Time Magazine. Now, these are popular culture moms, so not real moms. Well, some of them are real. Most of them are not.
Okay.
Let me tell you who the best moms are, according to Time Magazine, which is a big deal magazine. This isn't Gizmodo or Wired or something. You know,
right.
This is a real magazine.
Okay.
Right. Number 10, Dumbo's mom. Oh, remember Mrs. Jumbo? How she loved her little Dumbo and sent him on his way.
No. I'm going to say not a real magazine based on that choice right there.
How do you not get a tear over Dumbo losing his mom?
Don't remember that ever happening.
You rat bastard!
Listen. What do you want from me? Who cares?
What you didn't know? Wow.
It's Dumbo.
You have children, man.
I know.
Come on.
You didn't ask me
heart.
If I knew them. You
have
asked me
heart.
If I... Just because I didn't remember Dumbo lost his mom.
I'm done with you. Right. The moms of the Joy Luck Club.
Hey!
Hey! Yeah.
Dumb.
Gaia, also known as Mother Earth. One of the best mothers, according to Time Magazine.
The worst list ever.
Dumb. Come on.
Oh, you don't like Earth? Fine. Why don't you just leave our planet
this
then?
This is dumb.
Why don't you get off Mother Earth?
That's a whack mother choice.
She's the mother of us all, Psycho Mike.
She's a whack mother.
Without Mother Earth, there is nothing. Wow, you guys are...
Whack Mother was a good band, too, by the way.
Rusty Dennis and Mask. Remember the Mask dude's mom?
Oh, Cher.
Cher, yeah. Come on.
She was a great mom.
That's a great mom. You can love a dude with a face like that. You are a great mom.
She fought for her kids.
Because he was bitch-ass ugly.
He had been, face full of acid. That was not good.
Jochebed, the mother of Moses, who made a basket and floated him down the Nile so the Pharaoh could find him.
This is a dumb list.
Oh, Moses wasn't good.
This is just
stupid. I guess Moses wasn't good. Okay, fine.
Dumb list.
Sending kids down rivers is a great idea.
Hey, I'm a mom. I'm going to put my kid in a river, and I'm going to push the kid away and say, good luck.
Lucky this one worked out.
Well, here's the thing, Lisa, is the Pharaoh ordered that all Jewish firstborn males would be murdered.
Right.
So to save her son, she puts him in a basket and floats him downstream. So
that's hardly saving her.
Now she hates her country, too.
She's got a shot. I'm saying she's giving the kid a shot. It's either certain murder or take your chances on the Nile.
Can she float down with him?
Fend for yourself on the Nile.
How big a basket did you want her to make as the Pharaoh's men were pounding on her door, Lisa? You want it? Oh,
stupid list.
I'm glad your mother's not here to hear you talk anymore.
No kidding. That would break her heart.
Florida Evans from Good Times.
Okay.
This list Moses makes me laugh. His mom and now Florida Evans?
Yes.
Dynamite.
You did not get this
she
from
was
Time.
Dynamite. This is from Time.
No, it isn't. Wherever you found it, they're lying.
Whistler's mother was fourth. Whistler's mother. This is a joke now.
It isn't. I
this
promise
is a
you.
Joke. Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter.
God damn it.
Just Time Magazine blows.
Yes.
Marge Simpson is second on the
there
list.
We go.
There you
right.
go. I know somebody on the list now. And the Queen Mother from Aliens. She defended her kids. Got to give her that.
That's a solid choice.
She ate a lot of people to save her kids.
Stupid list.
Oh, I guess the Queen Mother from Aliens wasn't good.
Stupid list. That's a dumb list.
Wow.
That's a list with no smartness in it.
Kevin hates mothers. That's all we've learned from today.
I love mothers. It's not those.
TomTom, they're the people who make GPSs, is this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are trying to make your drive a little more entertaining by adding celebrity voices to your GPS. So when they're telling you where to go and whatnot,
love that.
You get some of your favorite celebrities telling you where to go. And they're adding the voices of Star Wars to the collection.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Imagine having Yoda tell you, stop, you must. It's going to be a little confusing, probably.
Does that mean stop?
I must or I shouldn't?
It sounds like a good question.
Anyway, there's a great video online currently someone turned me on to. I want to play a little piece of it. It is Darth Vader recording his lines for the GPS. But the video is him in the recording booth with the recording engineer working with him. And it's Darth Vader standing in front of the microphone. And he's just like anybody else. He's got problems recording stuff, just like Kevin does at the Grammys. Here's Kevin Smith doing his Kevin. Here's Kevin Smith. Here's Darth Vader doing his Kevin Ryder impression.
TomTom, Darth Vader, take one.
At the end of the road, turn round.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. The line is at the end of the road, turn right.
That is what I said.
Take two.
At the end of the road, turn round. You have reached your destination.
Is there any way you could breathe a little quieter?
Please take the third exit on the roundabout.
It's roundabout.
Correct.
Is there any way you can make it sound a little less depressing?
Exit right ahead.
Don't force it.
You should have seen his face when I told him I was his father. Roundabout. Round-a-bound. Roundabout.
How awesome is that? That's just an edited down version. It goes for a lot longer. And the longer
is
it goes, the
real?
Funnier it gets. That's James Earl
That's
Jones.
That's James Earl Jones.
As Darth Vader recording his lines for the GPS system. So entertaining. We'll put that on the internet round.
That's awesome.
It's such a funny clip. I wanted to share a little bit with you. Everyone's talking about Iron Man 2, which of course opened at midnight last night. It's currently in theaters. It'll be the big smash hit of the summer. But even more, not even more, but as many people are talking about the trailer before the movie, Super 8. The new film that will be directed by J.J. Abrams, produced by Steven Spielberg. We know this much about it. I have not seen the trailer yet, but Daily Variety has dug into the story a little bit and says it is not a Cloverfield sequel, which has been rumored by numerous bloggers. All J.J. will say is the movie is inspired by his favorite movies growing up, so we're not sure if it's going to be a sci-fi film or a horror film or what, but it is a genre that J.J. enjoyed as a lad, so we'll have to wait and see.
All right.
Have you seen the plot line on it, though? It sounds like a great idea for a plot. It's about them moving the contents of Area 51.
And in the trailer, there's a train derailment or something. A train runs into a car or something like that. And then you see the train cars, as I understand it, are pulsating with what we assume is going to be aliens. Ooh. That are now going to try to get out now that they've been released from Area 51 to be moved. So it looks like it could be very, very cool.
Have you seen the movie, Bean?
I
like to stay current.
I do like to stay current.
I was the key grip. I was the best boy.
J.J. Abrams is just awesome. If his name's on it, it's worth checking out, right?
Yeah, I agree.
He's an incredible track record in recent years.
Ah, absolutely. And Britney Spears is on the hunt for a new man. In Touch Weekly magazine, claiming she has her eyes set on the following three gentlemen. She wants to date either Doug Reinhardt, Paris Hilton's ex,
okay,
Ryan Phillippe, or Sam Worthington.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From, of course, Clash of the Titans and Terminator 3 and Avatar.
She might be shooting a little high.
So, gentlemen, all I can say is run! Run!
You don't, and this is a hard, fast rule, you do not want to go after K-Fed. Ever.
No, you do not.
In any way.
Ralph, I need some clarification. Kevin Bean Lister Chris writes in, did Ralph really get that list from Time Magazine? It sounded more like High Times Magazine. Could he check?
It was Time Magazine.
It was Time. Okay.
There is, I read it. I couldn't believe the list. It's really...
They're doing bad work.
It's really weird. It's a weird list.
It is.
And I'm out of time. Let's do Showbiz Birthday, shall we? Tracy Lords.
Yeah.
She's 42 Woo! Years old today. Many of you may not know her because her best work is behind her. Literally, but she was the biggest porn star in the world at one time, and the thing was,
she was nine.
She was she
that
was
made
not
it difficult.
18 yet when she was the biggest porn star in the world. Hence, all of her work has been lost to the sands of time. Has been lost in the dust of the ages because they can't reproduce it. They can't. You can't go and buy Tracy Lords movies because it's all in
illegal.
By the strictest definition, child pornography.
Yeah.
Because she was underage at the time. She made one movie.
You gotta be 21, unfortunately.
Yeah. 18, actually, to do porn, Rodney. Mm. And she only had one movie, I Love You, Tracy, that when she was 18 years old. So we'll never see her kind again.
Box.
Oh.
She's 42 years old today. Amy Heckerling, director of Clueless, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, National Lampoon's European Vacation. She's 56 years old. Eagle Eye Cherry is 39. And Breckenmeyer, talented actor, is 36. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 50 minutes, we're going to be looking for your phone calls, by the way, if you have been involved in a cheating gone wrong. And by that, I mean sometimes you cheat on someone and then, well, it didn't work out and we break up, we go our separate ways and that's the end of it. Sometimes revenge is sought and that can get very, very ugly. So if you have either given the revenge or been the victim of the revenge after cheating, we want to hear from you coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It could be the original partner too as well that got cheated on.
Sure.
And you know, there's a lot of people who might be upset about that. It's time for Thanks That Info, Bean. And the reason we do this is because Bean has Asperger's syndrome.
Nope.
And he scores like a 102% on the quiz, but yeah. he won't admit it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the parts of that is that he's incredibly intelligent, but has zero ability to judge whether other people are interested in what he has to say or not.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Zero ability. Like, yeah. He doesn't really know. He thinks people are enraptured by everything that he says. So during the commercials, while you're listening to commercials or you're listening to a song, we listen to Bean, unfortunately. Yeah. He's allowed to talk.
Steady downpour of pointless ideas and facts.
It's also known as Bean barfs his brain. What he does is he reads all day on the internet, and then when he finds something he thinks is interesting, out of the blue, and this is very important, we're not having a conversation about said topic, nothing. We're talking about something else, and all of a sudden out of the blue he'll come in with something. And
if I could just jump into my own defense here. Every single topic that you've ever discussed in your life has been a new topic at one point.
Yeah,
not everything can be a continuation of a previous conversation.
But usually you get the courtesy of, I read on the internet the other day, or a friend of mine was having a conversation with me over dinner. Usually you get the courtesy of that. You get the intro. You get the kiss before they bend you over. Not Bean.
I'm a busy man.
Bean is a verbal rapist.
He is. That's true.
The place to be.
That's true. So I write down precisely what he says and then how people respond to him in the room just to kind of give him an idea of exactly what happened. I write it down verbatim.
Well, and it sounds like a witch hunt to me.
In the last week or so, I've had to actually tell Bean to slow down.
He's been on fire.
Because I can't keep – I need a stenographer in here like with their shorehand trying to keep up with all of it.
You need a court reporter, one of those machines in the corner
yeah.
knocking stuff out?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Now, Bean, again, I'd like to start by saying we don't need further clarification on any of these topics.
But sometimes
the original topic – right, is too much, and we're mocking you for that, which means we don't need you to say, well, that's because blah, 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 blah.
Message right, received, but marked return to sender.
Right.
Let's hear what you've made up for this round of Thanks for the Info Beat.
I'm looking at a list of hits from 1980, and it's making me depressed about the songs that are hits on the radio now.
Okay. We are in the music business.
Then there's an article about retroactive hits that weren't hits at the time, but became hits later, like The Waitresses. Ugh. And that's where I said, slow down, Bean, I can't keep up. And then Bean says,
this is in our business.
This is interesting. Lisa, you're with me. Now, this is what Bean does. He tries to, like, separate us one at a time and get us in the, Lisa, you're with me. And then Lisa says, I'm not listening. And then Bean says, Mike? And Mike says, I'm not saying anything because I've been hit too many times by Kevin.
And then you do hit him in the nuts every time he talks to me.
The reason for that is there is a rule, and that is when Bean brings something up like that we're not having a conversation about, no one cares about, you are not allowed to engage him, to respond to him, because then that encourages him to do that more.
Right. Had I been listening, I would not be with you.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Why is Regis so great?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
He's 80.
Out of the blue.
He's an amazing host on a television show.
We weren't saying, hey, let's talk about television hosts that are amazing. That conversation was not going on.
And there's no answer to that ridiculous question.
Why is Regis so great?
The listeners really don't understand what it's like for these things just to come out of silence. Just out of the blue. Just to blast you.
Yeah, there's no way to continue the conversation. Like, I'm eating lemon cookies right now. No, even you can admit... Who cares what you're reading?
There is some context to that remark, and that is that Psycho Mike and I very often compare what it is he eats during a day to what it is I eat. And I know he is fascinated when I tell him at 7 o'clock in the morning sometimes that I'm having a Dr. Pepper float.
What about
he usually
the collateral
finds
damage?
That interesting.
What about the collateral
that's
damage?
Right.
Contact Mike any other way other than subjecting people to it that aren't Mike.
Lisa May talks to him about what she eats all the time.
No, but
that's a two-way conversation.
What happens is Lisa will go, Mike, you won't believe it. Last night, unfortunately, I had a burrito for dinner.
Because you have planned a diet for her and you guys have a standing relationship about food.
And instead of you saying, Mike, I know this is disgusting, but I'm having lemon cookies for breakfast, you just blurt out, I'm having lemon cookies for breakfast.
I'm eating lemon cookies right now.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
And then we say,
thanks for that info, Bean.
Because, like you said, all conversation have starting points. There's no place to go from there. It's not like we go, yes, Bean, lemon cookies are a good snack. I mean, what's supposed to follow that? What are we supposed to do with that?
Maybe the best of all the citrus-based cookies.
I would appreciate either of those remarks rather than the stony silence.
I'm so excited. The Treasury is coming out with a new $100 bill.
Oh, man.
So Bean says that, and then Mike, and I wrote this down verbatim, Mike of all people, Mini Bean, Mike who is more interested in Bean's conversation than any of us.
He's the ultimate enabler.
He says, I'm going to kick you in the penis. Even that one drove him crazy.
Something as fundamental as money. When that changes, it's a big deal when there's a new design.
That's that info, Bean.
We don't need further conversation about it.
And it's not a big deal, by the way.
You don't get it, man.
I want to see the movie Downfall again since we played that clip of Hitler. And then I said, that is a great story. And then Bean says, hey, it's a great movie.
Sometimes you see a clip from a film that you haven't seen in a while. You're reminded of how good it is, and it makes you want to revisit it.
Info Bean.
Now, Bean tries the burn. We try to burn each other with certain things. If I know Ralph likes a certain food and I'm eating it, I go, hey, Ralph, hey, I'm eating the food. Burn! Bean tries that game but can't do it.
No.
Because the things that he burns us with are ridiculous. He says, out of the blue, no one's talking. There's zero conversation going on. Bean starts with, I can't hear you right now. Okay? Now no one's talking. So there's nothing to hear.
Right.
I can't hear you right now. I'm finalizing my purchases on BuzzAldrin.com. To which Psycho Mike responds, you're a piece of shh. And he's right about all of
that. Info Bean.
Oh,
we didn't say, hey, what's it like to buy stuff online? Which of us likes to buy stuff online? Nothing like that.
What's the most recent thing you purchased via a website? Nothing.
There's no conversation like that going on. But BuzzAldrin.com,
and he's dying for us to ask, what could you possibly buy on BuzzAldrin.com?
He's dying for the follow-up. He wants that more than...
Of course.
Who saw Buzz on 30 Rock last night? That was so funny.
I'm mad that Kelly Ripa doesn't have bigger boobs.
All right, now you guys are with me on that, though. That's it. That's an insult. She shouldn't be allowed on television,
that
though.
Info bean.
Come on.
Ooh, pancakes. I'm going to IHOP today. That happened.
That's that info bean.
I don't know if he was watching a commercial.
That's exactly
what it was.
Where
it came
from. Commercial for IHOP.
Right, but you didn't say, I'm watching a commercial for IHOP and it looks good. You said, ooh, pancakes.
We don't have access to the starter's pistol when you go off on your race.
That's that info bean.
We must be done.
And finally, this is maybe one of the best ever. Besides, how come nobody names their kids Millicent anymore? This may be one of his best ever. Out of the blue, we were not having any kind of a discussion about this. Rat poison works because rats can't vomit.
But that's interesting.
That's
interesting.
There was no conversation about rat poison. There was no conversation.
I got rats in my house. I'm calling the exterminator today. Nothing.
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 Rat poison works because rats can't vomit.
Bean, seriously? No one cares. No one cares.
Okay, I got it.
That's that.
You don't got
Bean.
It. You don't got it.
We wish you got it.
Because it'll keep up and we'll be able to do this feature again in like 3 days. So stop.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, minutes away from Anna Carolla this week in Rage, also the movie because it's Friday. Mr. Skin has something special for us for if you want to see naked moms and their naked daughters. That's coming up next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, got to talk about cheating. Very hot topic in the news these days, thanks to Tiger Woods and thanks to Jesse James and now thanks to David Boreanaz. All these stories are coming out. And, Kevin, you've got a story about cheating gone wrong.
I do, yes. And Mike's trying to find my
cheating gone right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes cheating goes right, but not all the time.
But we never hear about that, do we? That's definition of it.
Like I was saying earlier, sometimes it's just chalked up. Yeah, you cheated and it's bad and that breaks up your relationship perhaps. But sometimes it ends there. Sometimes you just move on and there's no fallout from it except for the fact that a relationship has busted up. Then sometimes it doesn't go like that and it either goes public or they come back and get some sort of horrendous revenge on you. Oftentimes, I mean, let's face it, if you cheated on a guy and then he came and burned your house down, that would be far beyond what you deserve, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But stories like that happen all the time.
All right, I don't know how to say this actress's name. She's a former NYPD Blue Star, and it's Garcelle Bouvier.
I know who you're talking about. I'm not sure I do either. But
something like that?
Something like that sounds right.
Apparently, she's married to a, quote, power CAA agent.
Oops.
And apparently she, in an email, which she sent to everyone at CAA, she said, the subject line with Tiger Woods, Jesse James, Mike Nylon, whatever his name is.
Who was her husband.
Right. What do they have in common? I found out today that my husband of almost 9 years has been having an affair of 5 years with some slut in Chicago. I am devastated and I have been duped. Our boys don't deserve this. So she wrote that to everyone at CAA.
Oh, wow.
Basically trying to smear his name in his professional life.
Yes.
Taking it out of the realm of a personal problem that affects their family.
Not realizing that he's an agent, and that is the best thing you can say about an agent. Right? Like, that really doesn't destroy an agent's life.
Probably
so
not.
A lot of people are going, well, I didn't think much of Mike, but he seems to be able to carry a lot on at one time.
That guy's got it going on. I need to be more like him.
But yeah, I don't think that's an insult to a Hollywood agent.
But you do wonder why some stuff like this doesn't happen more. There are a lot of times when you know, somebody cheats and then they make an apology and their wife is standing on the stage next to them.
Yeah. Politicians, it happens all the
time. And a lot of women get angry that that woman would stand up there because they think it's humiliating and she shouldn't be standing by her man at that moment after he did, you know, humiliated her publicly.
The story is when they don't stand there. That really is the rarity.
That's right. That is the rarity.
Yeah. Like Tiger's wife.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Either you were the cheater and somebody got revenge on you, whether it be the person you were cheating with or the person you were cheating on, you know, your wife or girlfriend, or you were the cheatee and you got some kind of revenge taken on you. Maybe you were the other woman and the wife came after you. Who knows? I mean, this kind of stuff just gets ugly quick.
And by the way, it works in reverse, too. If you're the woman who is doing the cheating on the husband or boyfriend, too, we want to hear from you. 1-800-520-1067. We got an email from a Kevin Bean listener in Sweden who was dating the girl that he lost his virginity to, and he could not have been more in love with her, and found out that she was cheating with one of his friends at the same time. So what he decided to do, and you tell me how this plays with you guys, is he found a huge dog.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Saved up everything that dog had to leave in the yard the course of a week.
Okay.
And then smeared it all over every doorknob on the guy's house.
All right.
And then took the rest of it in a paper bag, lit it on fire, left it on the front porch.
I can support that.
I'm saying acceptable. That's acceptable.
And, by the way, did it while his who he thought was his girlfriend was in the house with who he thought was his friend, so that when the fire started getting bigger and bigger, they both had to come running out, her in
nice.
A towel.
Nice.
And then he sat in his truck across the street watching the whole thing and laughing.
Took pictures.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, there
nice.
You go.
That's a lot of handling poop for me. But
well,
yeah,
it is.
I'd try to think of something where there were, poop was less involved. But, yeah, it does seem like it's odd that this stuff doesn't happen a little bit more often when there's such high-profile cheating going on.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, in a situation like Tiger Woods, he pretty much had his hands full with a lot of hate from the public.
Right.
So that his wife didn't really have to shame him.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure she came out with a golf club.
That supposedly
there
happened.
There was that.
She says no, but yeah there was that.
Come on, you guys.
There was attacking the car with the golf club.
Yeah.
There was attacking him with the golf club. All allegations that she denies.
Sure.
But she certainly has the option. I mean, you know, maybe her sweet revenge will be divorce and $500 million, but she certainly would have the option if she really were a vengeful person to go on a full blitz media tour right now.
Sure.
And just run Tiger's name down and make it even worse for him than he has. But so far,
but in this particular case, by the way, golfers, just like agents, you know, they go, hey, we could get laid. We golf and we could get laid. Are you kidding? This is great.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. Phones are lighting up. We've got room for your call too, and we'll talk to you right after this on the Kevin and Bean. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday, talking about cheaters' revenge. I can't decide as we go to your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067 if this is going to be fun, funny, or just unpleasant and depressing. I can't decide.
As usual, when we bring up a topic, we are not looking for the fresh wound.
Right.
We're not looking for if you're super emotional about it still. We can't be trusted with your emotions. You should know that by now. So it has to be stuff you're past. And the funnier, the better. I mean, that's always the rule.
Okay. Let's start with Jennifer, please. She is on line 6, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Again, the topic is perhaps you got cheated on and what you did for revenge. That's what we're looking for. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. Well, it wasn't actually what I did. It was what my friend did for me.
Oh, okay. They'll stood up for you. Nice.
At the time the guy was living with me, he wasn't moving his stuff out. He worked half a mile from where we lived. My girlfriend came, tried to take his stuff to auction on eBay, packed his stuff up, and then posted all down the neighborhood in neon pink signs that he had STDs, that he was a cheater.
Nice.
Everywhere.
So they put up, like, signs everywhere talking about him. Now, he was moving out because he had cheated on you?
He was in the process, but what he did was he moved his computer and his bed. That's about it. And left everything else
in
my apartment.
I see.
How about that? So what was his reaction when he started seeing signs on the neighborhood talking about that he was a cheater with an STD?
Oh, he was pissed. He came into the apartment yelling, and also his coworkers. He had about 4 coworkers that lived on the same street.
Nice.
So everyone saw it.
And then he went to the doctor and said, I need to get checked out. Apparently I have some problems.
Well done. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Steven is on line 7 calling the Kevin and Bean Show. He had a girlfriend cheat on him. Steven, thanks for calling. What'd you do?
Hey, what's going on, man? Well, to get revenge, this guy was sneaking into her house, and I hit up the cops, said the guy was breaking in because I was sending posts outside. So that was beautiful, man. They walked in and they tackled his ass in the back. And, I mean, they brought a helicopter like 20 minutes later, but the knife woke up the whole neighborhood.
All right, but wait a minute. So you knew that he was there, so you said that he had broken in. But why would they arrest him wouldn't she say, no, he didn't break in, this is a mistake?
No, she's kidding. Like, well, she usually opens the window. So I don't really know what ended up happening, but when I was just sending out posts, I was like, I was just waiting. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen.
I like that you're sitting out in front of her house, by the way, watching her with her new boyfriend. I like that.
In your truck.
I was setting up for something, man. I knew it was going to happen. So all right, well, I'm going to do this.
All right. Did you videotape it?
No, I didn't. Well, I only got to take a picture of it.
Half-hearted. Half-hearted at best.
All right, so try to get the new boyfriend that she cheated on you with arrested. That's the deal there. Right. Okay, let's try Marcus, line two. Hey, Marcus, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Hi, Kevin Bean, this is Nick.
Hi.
Well, my girlfriend and I were working the same office. She had cheated on me first with another coworker, so I took some time off, came back. I decided to sleep with the coworker and ended up sleeping with a personal assistant of our boss.
And okay, so wait. So your girlfriend, who was your fiancée or not?
Yeah, she was my fiancée.
She was your fiancée. Cheated with somebody at your work?
She cheated with a mailroom guy, someone far below us, and then I took some time off. And
had she slept with someone above you, you would have been fine with it.
Yeah, personally, if she had slept for a promotion, I would have been a little more understanding.
Okay, yeah, because she brings home more money. All right.
So, but let me ask you this. If you guys are already broken up, how much of a burden was it on her that you then went and slept with another coworker? Did she even care at that point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had been calling me left and right. I took some time off after I found out she cheated on me. Then she had called left and right. I came back, slept with the coworker. Personal assistant, what makes it more interesting is she's actually, we had a godson together, and she was the mother of our godson.
Hey, wow, the one that you slept with was the godmother?
I'm so confused.
Yes. Confusing. It's your best friend.
Nicely done.
What kind of business, Marcus, are you in where everybody sleeps with everybody at work?
It's funny. It's pretty boring. We are in the corporate offices of a high-end restaurant chain. So,
and they don't have any problems with that, with people cohabitating like that. Huh?
Well, they may have problems with it, but if it's a boring job and they have bathrooms,
well,
what are you going to do?
A lot of people, you know, they get fired or something if that stuff like this goes on. All right, very much. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's try Nikki. Nikki is on line one, calling us on the Kevin and Bean Show with a very creative way to handle a cheating boyfriend. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. So my boyfriend cheated on me with my neighbor, who was my BFF at the time.
Uh-huh.
Later, her stock and then returned.
We can't really say that. clearly, but
guys coming over and using the sock.
Okay,
so you can't say that.
No, okay.
No.
We
it's
wish
radio.
We wish we could trust us, but
I thought that
we can't. Just trust us on that.
So you made a video and did what with it, Nikki?
I had my guy friends come over and pleasure themselves.
Right, we got it.
We covered that.
And then
what happened to the song?
I thought you bleeped it out. Okay. Well, yeah, no, so I just put it on the internet, and now I'm just waiting for enough people to see it so that it gets back to her. I don't want to send it to her. I want her to find it.
This is recent.
You put it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's gotten like 5,000 hits.
And how do we search for that?
Just search the sock song.
The sock song.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and I'm Nikki Wittenkat. It will come up.
All right. There you go.
So you're like helping.
We're helping. We're helping your revenge. Although, having talked to you, I think you did the right thing.
I do too. This is like a Sue Sylvester's Madonna Vogue video that gets up. You don't want to tell her about it. You want her to find out about it from other people. All right. Man, we got some good ones here.
Yeah.
Let's
do Travis. We got to do Travis because that's a pretty strong one. Travis, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Lisa May.
Hi, Travis.
I'm Mike.
Your girlfriend cheated on you?
Yeah, she decided to cheat on me after a little bit of time. So I figured the best way of getting back with her is getting with her two best friends and her older sister.
You slept with her two best friends and with your girlfriend's older sister?
Yeah, the best part about it, too, is a month later when she wanted to get back with me, and I was like, well, I kind of got to tell you something. And I told her she flipped out.
Oh, so she didn't even find out at the time?
You told her.
No, she didn't know. She cheated on me because she was a virgin till marriage.
Right.
And I put up with that for about a year and a half. So I was like, all right, well, I'm
going to get it. That's it.
I like how easy her sister and friends are.
Yeah,
like
that's
he
a surprise.
Just says, hey, I'm going to do this.
Hey, older sister, I'd like to. All right, fine.
That's amazing. I like how committed you are to the revenge, that you were willing to have sex with three women just to get back at her. Well done, Travis.
It was really tough.
Real commitment to excellence right there.
You do good.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Then Adam Carolla this week in Rage, Movie Beat, Mr. Skin. A lot of great stuff coming up. What are you talking about, Ralph?
What are you talking about, Willis? Before I get to the Showbiz news, I do have my last set of passes to give away to the very special advanced screening of Robin Hood, Sir Robin of Locksley, who, of course, was a nobleman turned outlaw. We decided to rise up against the evil practices.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Of Prince John.
I don't believe it.
Brother of King Richard the Lionhearted, backed, of course, by Sir Guy of Gisborne and the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Forgive my ignorance, Ralph. Robin Hood based on a real historical figure, right?
Ah, that is the question, Bean. That is the
question. We don't know.
We don't know. Was he indeed a lord
the Lord of Loxley who rose up in protest against the government? Or was he merely the fabrication of minstrels and tale tellers back in the medieval times?
Or just a thief.
Or just a thief who got a lot of public support because he handed out a few bucks to some poor people once, and the story and the legend grew.
So hey, it's Obama socialism. That's what he was into.
That's what it was. Yeah.
It's true.
And Robin Hood also born in Kenya. A lot of people don't know
this. Wow.
Same deal, right.
So we don't know whether he was real or not, but we do know that the movie
is real.
The movie is real, yes. And the movies and TV shows about Robin Hood have existed since the turn of the 20th century. 1908, I believe, was the first movie version of Robin Hood, and there's been over 60 incarnations since then, past 100 years. And so here's the trivia question. If you'd like to go get a pair of passes to see the new Robin Hood starring Russell Crowe, it's Robin Hood trivia. Even Walt Disney himself did an animated Robin Hood adventure back in the 70s, 1973, I believe it was. Call now, 1-800-520-1067, if you can tell me what animal was Robin Hood in the Disney animated adventure. They were all...
So Google first and then call.
They were all played by animals, like Little John was a big bear.
Right.
And Prince John was a lion. So everyone had an animal character. Who was Robin Hood? Call now if you know the answer. And I'll give you a pair of tickets, because that's how I roll.
It makes you happy.
It does make me happy. Jennifer Aniston is on a new diet.
Why?
Because she wants to be thinner. I suppose.
So great.
She does seem thin enough.
According to this Entertainment News website, she's on a diet where she eats 14 servings of baby food a day.
What?
She's eating baby food. That is her diet.
Less fattening or something? Or
I think it is a...
She just gone crazy.
It is a simpler, more... a simpler form of food. It's less complicated and additives and things like that.
I hate to ask Mike, but this is his area of expertise. Why do some people eat baby food as adults, Mike?
You know what? The only people I've heard of eating baby food were like pro bodybuilders and fitness model guys because, like Ralph said, it's so quickly digested. After workouts, they'll eat it so they can get it like rapidly.
It's easy to break down, right?
I don't know about eating it all day. I've never heard that before.
14 servings of baby food a day, according to this story.
Wow.
Fortunate side effects is she does cry a lot and she poops in her pants, which is bad.
Doesn't seem worth it.
Not good.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
It's kind of sad that she'll never have a baby either, yet she's got all that baby food around.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow, coming at Rachel that way.
I'm just saying. Yeah. She's, you know.
Bean's a genius and he's really smart, but he's got no soul and he's got no heart.
Word.
It makes you happy.
Bombshell McGee is now telling us why she slept with another woman's husband. Of course, that woman was Sandra Bullock. That husband was Jesse James. Apparently, she was bored, in her words.
Bored.
She met Jesse James after weeks of chatting on MySpace, and she said she simply had nothing better to do at the time, so she thought she would take care of business with Jesse.
All right.
Okay. That seems like a good reason to ruin someone's life.
Sure, why not?
Does she regret it at all with all these interviews that she's doing right now? Is she saying she wished it hadn't happened?
She has said that, and she said she's also willing to sit down with Sandra Bullock and answer any questions she may have about the affair. I'm sure that's the first thing Sandra wants to do is get all the dirty details from a tattooed Nazi. That sounds like a fun brunch. So I can't imagine that's going to happen anytime soon. Movie news. Good news for Die Hard fans. Not Die Hard fans, but fans of Die Hard.
Ah, okay. Series, yes.
Yes. They are working on yet another Die Hard movie. This would be the fifth movie in the series.
I like the last one. It makes you happy.
Live Free or Die Hard grossed $378 million worldwide.
I like that one, too.
So it looks like there's still an appetite for the adventures of New York City cop John McClane, played by Bruce Willis. Willis is one of those guys. He's got to be over 50 now, right?
Yeah, you think?
He's got to be in his 50s. Still pulls off the action-adventure stuff with ease.
Yeah.
So for some reason, he really can sell it.
And loves playing that role.
Oh, can't get enough of it.
Just loves
it. Just put a gun in my hand. That's what he asks. That's all he wants to do.
Can't wait.
Like John McClane.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who's writing the movie, by the way, wrote Hitman, which is a little scene action film. I don't know if you saw it with Timothy Oliphant.
I like that one.
I did, too. I thought it was really well done. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what this guy can do with the franchise.
That was the one with the chick who had a tattoo on her face.
Exactly.
And still looked great.
And
how do you do that?
Timothy Oliphant was bald, but he had that barcode on the back of his head because he was raised by a League of Assassins. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
I enjoyed that. And more movie news. The next Mission Impossible movie
has a release date. Paramount has announced it'll be out right before Christmas this year. So for those of
this year, wow.
Yeah, for those of you who want to see Tom Cruise return as Ethan Hunt, good news for your holiday season.
Am I lame that I've enjoyed all of those Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movies?
No, I'm surprised that you've seen any of them.
That's true.
That is not your type of movie.
You are not an action-adventure guy.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I was a huge fan of the series, though. Maybe that's why I went.
You're the guy who always says, is it strange I've never seen one of the Terminator films?
Right.
I have missed a lot.
Or the Bourne Identity or
any of that stuff.
Have you seen any of the Die Hard films?
I've never seen any of the Die Hard films.
Oh, God.
Okay,
so
I haven't seen any of them.
Be honest, the original Die Hard was on cable the other day. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I hear it's one of the best movies ever made. I do hear that.
It is.
Yeah.
Really holds up.
God forbid you watch it if you hear that. Well, I got the Human Centipede this weekend. That's my goal this weekend, is to see that. So
let's see if I have an answer to my trivia question, shall we?
Johnny?
Can we talk to Johnny? Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the animal that portrayed Robin Hood in the Disney animated musical version?
He was a fox.
He was a fox, indeed. See? Clever. He's clever and quick like a fox. Absolutely. Congratulations. You're going to see the advanced screening of Russell Crowe's Robin Hood. Hold on. We'll give you all the details.
Nice. Thanks.
Also, congratulations to Tim and Luis and Scott and Jose, who also had the correct answer.
It makes you happy.
Easy like a fox. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Brecken Meyer, who not only is a talented actor in movies like Road Trip, but is also part of the Robot Chicken crew over there on Comedy Central.
Right.
He's 36 years old today. Eagle Eye Cherry turns 39. Former porn star Tracy Lords, who actually turned out to be quite a good little mainstream actress. I don't know if you've seen any of her work in the John Waters movies or any other stuff she's done. But
Melrose Place, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 42 years old today. Phil Campbell, guitarist for Motorhead, is 39 years old. And writer, director, producer Amy Heckerling, who gave us Clueless and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. She's 56 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Faisal fizzled. The only good thing about the Times Square bomb attempt was the M88s that Faisal Shahzad bought in Pennsylvania, where they're legal, were just noisemakers.
It doesn't have enough powerful pyrotechnic compound in it. Only 50 milligrams, and evidently that's the same amount that you get in 1/6 the size of an adult aspirin. Plus the fuses on that, you would have to light each fuse. One can't spark another, spark another, spark another.
Suspect may have been sleeping through bomb class. Now it's follow the money, hunting for a courier that funneled cash from Pakistan. Well, after yesterday's horrifying 1,000-point drop and partial recovery blamed on a program trading error, stocks are off over 200 points this hour. Our jobless rate won't get better soon, so is 4 months enough of a freeze on rent hikes and controlled units in L.A.? The council, pressured by money-strapped landlords, may not even vote for that much. 70s and 80s. 60 at K-Rock, I'm Doc.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. A lot of reasons to look forward to Fridays on our program, not the least of which is what it's time for right now, ladies and gentlemen. Time to get it on with This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
All right, top three things that piss me off during the week, starting at three, working down to number one.
May I interrupt and just say, for folks who don't know, it's Adam Carolla, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla from AdamCarolla.com. See him on stage June 12th at the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. And every Friday he comes on to tell us what's ticking him off. And there's never you've never woken up and not been pissed off about something, right, Ace?
No, I dream about things that piss me off. And then I wake up, write them down, and shout them over.
That's because
the phone.
Everything angers him. Sometimes he's mad at water. Sometimes air.
It's so wet now.
All right, what are they today? What are they today?
All right, well, first one, Bean, you'll like starting at number three. I was at the Coke Museum in Atlanta over the weekend. Don't ask me how I ended up there. It's a long story. But this is basically adults who can't lie. Now, as a kid, you're constantly told don't lie. Nobody wants to be a liar. But as an adult, you really do need to learn how to lie on special occasions, at least. If your wife asks you if you like her new haircut, even though she looks like a dude,
right.
You need to learn to lie.
That's true. It's important.
Right. So yeah. I'm at the Coke Museum. I go look around downstairs. I get bored. I go up the escalator. I get to the top of the escalator, and there's the greeter guy in the wheelchair that you operate with your eyelids, and he's got all those muscles coming out in his neck. I don't know what he's got going on. He's a nice kid, but there's something going on.
Right.
And he's like, did you see everything downstairs? And I'm like, yeah, it was awesome. I saw everything. You saw everything? I said, everything was awesome. So now I'm going to leave. Did you see the polar bear room? Loved it. Loved the polar bear room. wish I could take it home with me. You know what? When I do get home, I'm going to dedicate one of my rooms to the polar bear room. I love the motif.
I'm guessing you're just trying to be nice to this
I'm
guy.
I'm trying to be nice. Right. And then he's got the crutches tucked in behind him in the wheelchair, the whole right. oh. 9 yards. I don't know why you need both, a wheelchair and crutches. Come on, one or the other. Either way, he's got that. And then my buddy Donnie comes up. Stoner Donnie comes up the escalator.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, the guy goes into his rap. Did you see everything? Yes, I did. Did you love it? Yes, I did. How about the polar bear room? No, I did not see that.
Oh!
Donnie, you idiot!
Donnie!
So we can get on with our lives.
Just lie so we can move on.
He's going to be alive for another 8 months. Really? You want him to die thinking you didn't see the polar bear room?
Oh, that's
now
sad.
What? We got to go down and see it, or I'll just explain it to you in front of him?
Very
just
sad.
I saw the goddamn polar bear room.
Is it too much to ask to throw that kid a bone?
Oh, I'm just saying, we need lying, not always a bad thing.
I
adults.
Agree. I
All right,
absolutely.
Number two, the whole Mother's Day thing coming around on Sunday. A lot of, you know, pro flowers and flowers.com and all these kind of things. And it's great because it's cheap and it's convenient and it's insane, by the way. Like, when you know, I remember, like, when I was trying to get laid at a certain point in my life, it was like a dozen long stem roses were like $120.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, 2,000 assorted roses brought to your house by Oprah for $12.99, guaranteed delivered by Mother's Day. What? Which is fine. Except for, here's the thing, they advertise all over the place, so mom knows you spent $14 on Mother's Day.
Well, that's true, they do know that
point.
Now.
The point is they need to just advertise on, like, Spike or, you know, Viva La Bam or Nitro Circus or, you know, Spice Television. Like, they need to find the dude channels and just advertise on the dude channels.
MMA fights. Just someplace where girls aren't, where moms won't be watching.
I'm passing billboards on La Brea. Yeah. Hey, free roses, everyone. What good does that do us? It doesn't do us any good. They want to see us suffer. They don't care how many roses they get.
They just want you to spend more money than you have.
If they think you spent less than you tip a guy who drives you to the airport, they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
So let's just, you know, all those commercials should just start like, you know, hey, yeah, you, loser, come here. Make sure the old lady's out of the room and then tell you how many roses you can get. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep.
All right. And last but not least, number one, Iron Man. Everyone's going nuts for this movie. And I don't
know. Can't
wait. Is it coming out this weekend?
Yeah, today.
Today. Yeah,
today. Oh, today. It's coming out. Okay. Listen, I like Iron Man. I like the whole vibe. It's everything's great, except for he drives an Audi. He drives a German car. He's Iron Man.
Right.
He should be Detroit Iron. He should be driving American. Here's my point. James Bond. What do you drive? A Chevy Malibu?
No.
No.
British.
Aston
British.
Martin. Yeah. An Aston goddamn Martin.
Right.
An English iconic car. We should get he shouldn't be driving a German car. These were the guys who bombed Pearl Harbor, and now he's driving down one of PCH one of cars?
Well,
give me a break.
I think it's just he's rich and can afford
okay.
the best.
I'm just saying the big three are in trouble. If he drove, let's say, a Ford Taurus, we could move some units and get the big three out of the toilet.
But you want to see Iron Man drive a Taurus?
Batman drove American.
The
yeah,
Batmobile was American?
So, yeah.
I didn't realize
what do you
that.
Think it was made in Korea, jackass.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay.
Yes, I'm just saying, let's see the guy in like a Pontiac Aztec minivan.
He is all about USA, USA. How about a little Homer love?
USA, 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 and then he goes out and drops $150,000 that goes right back to Dusseldorf.
There you go.
Drive American. Your name is Iron Man.
Excellent point. And Adam will never forgive the Germans for bombing Pearl Harbor.
Never
I do know that about the Ace Man.
Forget.
El Portal Theater in North Hollywood
All those sailors at the bottom in the Lusitania right there in
Arizona, right? Right.
They'll never forget. Why should we?
All right. You can get all of the live podcast information and listen to the wide range of podcasts available at adamcarolla.com. Have a fantastic weekend, Ace Man. As always, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks, guys.
Hard for you to not drum, isn't it?
Oh.
You are a percussionist.
Rhythm in my soul, brother.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:21.
Mr. Skin joins us in a few minutes to talk about the celebrity mothers and daughters who have both been nude in the movies. Something nice for Mother's Day. Maybe your mom should be listening to the program after all, Lisa. I mean, I think she'd enjoy that.
Should we get her on the phone as well? Same time?
I think we're okay.
Lisa and her mom sometimes get nude on Mother's Day, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that's true. Yeah.
That's a question we forgot to ask
this morning. We do talk in the bathroom.
What?
If we're talking and someone has to use the bathroom, we both go in. We've always done that.
That's kind of creepy.
Is that weird?
In person, not on the phone, you guys will walk in the bathroom together?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep talking.
Well, while somebody's on the toilet?
Yeah.
It's Lisa's mom. It's nothing she hasn't seen before.
That's right, but it's something that she doesn't want to see now, I would imagine.
I mean, it's not, you know, we don't do serious business, but...
Do you give a serious business warning?
You're not going to want to come in here for this.
Unexpected serious business.
It's never really come up.
Headed our way. Do you drop bombs with your mom?
No.
She does. She drops bombs.
Well, that's what serious business means, Mike.
Come on.
Mike, try to keep up. All right, this is too much information. It's taking this into a very difficult, uncomfortable situation.
Hello.
Hello. How about it's Friday and it's time for the movie beat? How about that?
In the world, someone has been watching. One man. Who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
We have to hurry this along because I don't want to be late to the set of Sharktopus.
Where you're actually,
today? Where I'm headed today?
Wow.
Ralph found out about a movie called Sharktopus. It's going to be on...
Sci-Fi Channel.
Sci-Fi Channel.
In the fall, yes.
Lobbied for a part and got it and is going to go film it today.
Wrote me a little role. You know, now, it's just me and the Miss USA from 2004 just hanging out on the set.
She's unbelievable.
Today.
Is that her?
Ralph, Shandy Finnessy is her name, and she is unbelievable.
All right.
She's ridiculously hot. Ralph, I know you're on a boat, bitch. Do you does your boat topple or something when Sharktopus comes by, or
what
is it one of those?
What makes you think? What makes you think that I could possibly answer your questions?
I'm sorry, I was just
when
excited.
You know that the level of security surrounding the set of Sharktopus is unlike that. Seen since, perhaps...
I don't think that's the case.
Empire Strikes Back, maybe, was the last time they were guarding secrets this closely.
Okay, I apologize. You're right. It was an impertinent question.
I am under a strict gag order. And I cannot tell you anything about, about what takes place.
Let's move on to movies that we can see today. How about that?
Why talk about movies when I'm going to be making movies? That's what I'm saying. It's hard for me. It's hard for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah, of course.
But I'll try to muddle through.
All right.
A documentary comes out this weekend called Babies. It is a look at 1 year in the life of four babies from birth until their 1 year birthdays. It's the four babies living on four different continents, and they compare and contrast the experiences these babies have.
I think this looks amazing, by the way.
Oh, F you.
What? I really do. I won't go see it, but I think it looks amazing. I love kids and would not see this.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just...
And you know what? Frankly, I got an ass full of my own baby right now taking care of her. I don't need anybody else's problems.
Yeah.
I don't want to go see the... Oh, look at this baby in Namibia. Isn't this interesting? No. No. Thank you. Mongolia, Namibia... Japan and San Francisco, California are the four places where we watch these babies grow to 1 year of age. And just fascinating stuff in the documentary. For instance, where can you go this weekend to watch a baby eat a banana? Only here, only to the documentary Babies.
And probably on YouTube someplace, but...
Please enjoy a baby eating a banana.
That's what this clip is? That's the worst clip ever.
It's that kind of riveting.
You're right, Bean. That sounds
kind of
fascinating.
Riveting subject matter that being things looks fascinating in the documentary.
I am living in the fast lane with that one. I can see that.
Oh, I just hope they have her eat some mango later on in the show. You know, when she's ready.
Sure.
Also opening this weekend in limited release is Mother and Child. This is a stirring drama centering around three women. A 50-year-old medical professional played by Annette Bening, the daughter she gave up for adoption 35 years ago, Naomi Watts, and an African-American woman played by Kerry Washington, who was looking to adopt a child of her own. Apparently, the three of them... I'm sorry.
What? You fell asleep. You were talking about some movie. I don't remember what.
Oh, I was having a nightmare. I was talking about a movie with three women talking about adoption. Yeah, I guess it's for Mother's Day. Mother and Child is an appropriate movie to check out. Apparently, by all accounts, it's really good. Here's a scene where Jimmy Smits, who plays a character...
Eats a banana?
Eats a banana. Plays a character named Paco, He is talking to Annette Benning, who, as I mentioned, is a 50-year-old doctor and trying to deal with the guilt and the issues of having given up her daughter so many years ago.
I'm not a weirdo, but I'm difficult, okay? I don't make friends easily. I demand a lot from others. Unfair, but I do. I don't like being disappointed. And you took me by surprise. You took me by surprise with your attention. Okay?
All right.
Wow.
What? Is the baby still eating the apple?
Wow. The banana, first of all, but no.
Also opening this weekend, a little art film. It's in limited release called Iron Man 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
Iron Man, does whatever an iron can. Steams your clothes, presses
right.
them flat. No, that's not the right theme,
no.
is it? Iron Man 2, Robert Downey Jr. returns as Tony Stark slash Iron Man. Mickey Rourke is the villain of the piece as Whiplash. Gwyneth Paltrow returns as Tony Stark's right-hand gal, Pepper Potts. Everybody's back.
Except
Don Cheadle's now Rhodey Rhodes.
And everybody's back,
and Scarlett Johansson shows up as Black Widow. You can check her out as well. Bigger, more bombastic than the first. A lot of people are saying it blows you away. Here's a scene between Mickey Rourke, who plays, as I mentioned, the evil character Whiplash, and Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., a.k.a. Iron Man, in a little bit of showdown.
You come from a family of thieves and butchers, and now, like all guilty men, you try to rewrite your own history, and you forget all the lives the Stark family has destroyed.
Speaking of thieves, where did you get this design?
My father, Anton Uncle.
Well, I've never heard of him.
My father is the reason you're alive.
The reason I'm alive is because you had a shot, you took it, you missed.
Did I?
No!
Did I miss it?
You didn't! Iron Man 2, IMAX.
Oh, it looks good.
Big screen. Tomorrow morning, I'll be there.
Or babies, either one, right?
I'll go either way.
Babies 3D.
It feels like the banana's actually coming at you.
This sounds just as good.
How can you not? That's why documentaries are so riveting. It's real life, only much slower.
Ralph baby Garman is abusing that banana, by the way.
Just
abusing it.
Man.
Really?
Ralph Garman. You said really to yourself.
I'm Ralph Garman. Needed to be said.
I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
6.7 K-Rock, it's K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:38.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com.
Mr. Skin, of course, is the most interesting man in the world. Excuse me, the most skin-tresting man in the world. The website, MrSkin.com, lets you see any hot chick that's ever been naked in a movie. You can see on the website for about $1 a day. Frankly, it's the best investment you ever make, and it's always a thrill to welcome the great Mr. Skin back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Mister?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Hey, listen, I hate to have you on the phone and not immediately get to the sexy, because I know you have a great list today of celebrity mothers and daughters who have both been nude, and I'm very much looking forward to it. But I did want to give you and your son a shout-out. I saw the press you guys got last week about your kid, who's some sort of a baseball prodigy. You're like a big YouTube hit now, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Deadspin.com. Posted a video of myself and my three-year-old at the time hitting in a different park, so that somebody from my office made this for me so that I could show his grandparents that are out of town. And out of the blue, they put it on the front page of their site, and I almost, it freaked me out because I go to that site regularly. I was just perusing it and saw it, and it's kind of blown up, so it's pretty wild.
But he's three, and he's hitting a baseball how far, Mr. Skin?
Really far. He's using an aluminum bat, and then I'm using, like, those dimpled batting practice balls that are, like, heavy wiffle balls.
Right.
And he's crushing them, like, I don't know, 125 feet, I would say.
He's the next Manny Ramirez.
Wow. He's three.
No, the old Manny Ramirez, not the recent.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, it's incredible. You ought to definitely go to Deadspin and check it out. All right, let's turn our attention to this weekend. Of course, it is Mother's Day. Lots of famous actresses and their daughters have been naked. But you have the top five for Kevin and Bean listeners today.
Yeah, and what I did, with Mother's Day this weekend, it's the celebrity mothers and daughters who've both been naked. Very important. There's lots of hot moms and daughters, but they both had to be naked in movies or television.
Not necessarily in the same movie.
Very rare to get a mom and a daughter naked in the same movie.
Good.
Because of the age differential. But,
yeah.
Number five is Cybill Shepherd and Clementine Ford. And I don't know how many people know Cybill Shepherd's daughter, Clementine Ford.
I don't recognize the name.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's currently on Young and the Restless. The last 2 years she's been on that show. And she also has done guest spots on a bunch of TV things. But she did a guest appearance on The L Word. We're talking about Clementine here. And had a girl-girl moment, of course, because there's like a 78% chance if you guessed on The L Word that you were going to get naked.
Yeah, right. Sure.
She actually had a very nice topless scene. Her mother, Cybill Shepherd, the very first movie she was ever in is The Last Picture Show from 1970, one of the great black-and-white nude scenes of all time. So mother-daughter Cybill Shepherd and Clementine Ford are number five on my top 10 list.
All right.
Number four, you guys know Nastasha Kinski, anyone who had cable in the 80s,
sure.
Cat People a bunch of times, a great horror movie. And she's been naked a incredible 22 times in her career.
Come on.
Well, that's the way to do it.
It's almost harder to find a movie Nastasha Kinski is in where she is clothed. But anyway, her daughter, Sonia Kinski, a couple years ago did a movie called All God's Children Could Dance, and she followed in her mother's great footsteps. And now she's trailing 22-1 in movie nudity, but it was an impressive debut, and we're very excited to report on that.
She has some time to catch up as well.
Yeah.
And she's very hot. By the way, you mentioned Nastasha Kinski. It was kind of a joke that she used to get naked and everything. That used to be the deal with the foreign actresses. The European actresses in particular used to be very quick for nudity. Americans were far behind, but now it seems like it's a little more parody now,
because of all the great American TV series that can show nudity, we're getting more and more actresses nude. I should mention, too, on this list, if anyone checks it out, I was very proud. I did the list itself, but my staff went above and beyond the call of duty with...
Now, you're talking about other people here, or...?
it's the guys that... My guys that work for me with split-screen images of the mother nude and the daughter at the same time. So very cool, so you could compare notes. So
very impressive. All right. Number three in the top 10 celebrity moms and daughters who have both been naked.
Number three is Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson. And goes without saying, I call them A-cup listers because they're A-listers, but smaller upstairs. But, you know, Goldie Hawn's first nude scene was in 1970, and There's a Girl in My Soup, a Peter Sellers movie. Her last nude scene was in 2002, Banger Sisters. That's a 32-year span between nude scenes. So you have to have a pretty nice body to do that.
Yeah. It's a little easier with A's.
Yeah.
After 30 years. If you have D's after 30 years, you got big problems.
D's are going to be tough. Yeah. Right. But that's great. Kate Hudson in Almost Famous at the hour and 10-minute mark, of course, was topless.
Of course.
There. So
you have to tell us hour 10.
Mother and daughter, Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson, number three on my Mother's Day list.
Okay.
Now, number two is a little – this is the opposite of Goldie and Kate – is Susan Sarandon and Eva Amore.
Yeah.
And, yes.
You know, whenever you see Susan Sarandon at charity events or award shows, she's always showing great cleavage. You knew she was big, but did you know she was naked in 14 movies?
Mm-hmm.
And,
how about that? No.
That's pretty impressive. That's a great body of work.
Hey, and, see?
Eva Amore, her daughter – did a great guest spot on Californication in season 3. She played a student in David Duchovny's writing class, and she moonlighted as a stripper. And we joke that she's a nip off the old block, but her and mom both have the same size, and it's outstanding stuff. So Susan Sarandon and Eva Amore, a great number two choice.
And by the way, you're going to be seeing a lot more of Eva. She's really coming on. She just did a guest starring role on House last week, I think. And I know she's got a bunch of movies in the works. So there's a lot of opportunities for her to match mom's 14 nude scenes. All right, we're up to number one. You got something special for us at the top, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, I'm very proud of finding this. This comes from the Arquette family. And on our website a while ago, we tracked down a movie called Olga's House of Shame. And in the movie was a beautiful actress named Brenda Denoir, who was nude. Now, we had it on the website. At the time, we did not know that she is her other name is Marty Arquette, the matriarch, the mother of the Arquettes, Rosanna Arquette, her daughter, and Patricia Arquette. So you have a mom and two daughters. Rosanna Arquette nude 18 times in her career, Patricia 5 times, including Lost Highway. But think about this for a second. If you're David Arquette, naked at MrSkin.com is not only your mother,
right?
Two of your sisters and your wife, Courtney Cox, in Blue Desert at the 53
Yeah, I don't think I'm going there if I'm him.
Yeah. he may want to stay away, but he actually has a really good sense of humor about it, and he has been quoted as saying that it was pretty cool that his mom was naked at Mr. Skin. He was, he was really fun about it.
I can't wait to show this list to my mom for Mother's Day. I think this is going to be a great gift.
You can see all of the actresses we've described and thousands more exactly where to find them in the movies. See clips on the site and everything. It's MrSkin.com. Have a great Mother's Day weekend, your own self, and thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean program.
All right,
today.
You guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That is a...
That's just noise. That's a great
howl.
That's not music. That's just noise, man.
That is a great song with a less than satisfactory ending.
That is,
it's a little rough.
This song is whack.
I agree.
It's a cop out.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. It is 5 minutes till 9 o'clock.
I miss Eddie Rabbit. Oh, sorry.
You're not allowed to do that on the air.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on, dude?
20th Century Fox has announced the release of their Planet of the Apes prequel. We get to see the Rise of the Apes, as it's called. June 24th, 2011. We're going to see how it all came to pass. Of course, you remember the original series. Charlton Heston went off into space. When he got back to Earth centuries later, apes had taken over the planet.
Yeah.
But how?
Ape has killed ape. How did it happen? Well, we'll find out in Rise of the Apes. Apparently, they will show modern-day San Francisco. And it will be a cautionary tale about man's experiments with genetic engineering and how it leads to a development of a super-intelligent race of apes.
I wonder if they'll hire that monkey, Ralph, that you talked about that made his own movie a couple of months ago. Hire him to work on this picture.
That's right. They should hire him.
With the ape that twitters as well.
Yeah. Let's get all the talented apes together. Let's get that ape that ate that woman's face.
Sure.
Let's get him on for
talent?
Security. Set
security. For
security.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one's
going
to mess with that dude.
That's true.
We got Coco the Gorilla to do sign language for our deaf audience members. We could have an entire crew of apes.
It's happening right now. That's why the movie's not going to show till next year.
It's taking a long time to crank it out. Speaking of movies, Mission Impossible Seek will be right out. Will be out right before Christmas, says Paramount. So we get to see Ethan Hunt and Tom Cruise back together again.
Yeah.
I think J.J. Abrams is involved with this as well.
Is he?
I don't
that
think
helps.
He's directing, but I believe he's producing because he did the third one with Cruise, and I thought that was real good. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. In music news, two members, former members of Panic at the Disco, have put together a new group. Ryan Ross and bass player John Walker from Panic are now the Young Vanes.
Really?
The Young Vanes.
Yes.
The Young Vanes.
As opposed to the veiny young ones. The Young Vanes.
Band's debut album, Take a Vacation, will be out on June the 8th. You can check it out. Or
not.
I heard it's good.
Okay.
Look, you may or may not be a Panic at the Disco fan, but I've heard this stuff
is...
I'm
a huge fan, first of all.
This stuff is very sort of 60s garage rock based, like really basic, just, you know... four-piece rock and roll.
Kevin's a huge Panic at the Disco fan. He went and accepted an award with them at an award show.
I remember when he got up there. He was part of the band for a short time, wasn't he?
They won, and I thought it would be funny if I stood up and started jumping around like a maniac.
And TomTom, the people who make the GPS systems, have announced they are adding a brand-new voice to one of their GPSs. If you'd like to be entertained while you're told where to go.
You can always get different languages.
Right.
I always make Chinese and stuff because you can't understand what they're saying, but it sounds
funny.
That's
just what you need. More confusion in your life when you're driving around already being late for things.
Right.
That's what you need. Chinese GPS voice.
Because then once you get off track, they have to correct you every single second of the trip. It's fun. No?
It's fun.
How bored are you?
I'm just saying. I don't like to get places early.
A lot of places have been, companies rather, have been adding celebrity voices to the GPS system to make it a little more interesting. TomTom has just added Darth Vader from Star Wars. And so to celebrate, they made this little promotional video, which is very entertaining. It is Darth Vader in the audio booth recording his lines for the GPS system. This is just a snippet, but as you can tell, they have a lot of fun with it.
TomTom, Darth Vader, take one.
At the end of the road, turn round.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. The line is at the end of the road, turn right.
That is what I said.
Take two.
At the end of the road, turn round. You have reached your destination.
Is there any way you could breathe a little quieter?
Please take the third exit on the roundabout.
It's roundabout.
Correct.
Is there any way you can make it sound a little less depressing?
Exit right ahead.
Don't force it.
You should have seen his face when I told him I was his father. Roundabound. Round-a-bound. Roundabound.
It's longer than that, and it's very, very funny. So you can go on YouTube and check that out. It's very funny. Today's celebrity birthdays. Amy Heckerling is 56 years old today. She is a writer and director who gave us National Lampoon's European Vacation, Fast Times, Clueless. 56 years old. Phil Campbell, guitarist for Motorhead, is 49. Tracy Lords, former adult actress turned legitimate actress, is 42 years old. Eagle Eye Cherry, brother of Nana Cherry, and lead singer for Wild Cherry. No, sorry, that was an off-air joke. That's not true. He is 39 years old today. And Brecken Meyer from Road Trip, also from Robot Chicken. He turns 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. By the way, details Monday morning on the K-Rock Weenie Roast. How about that?
Yeah.
Monday morning on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Kevin Beach Show. Dave, the King of Mexico, as you know, assistant producer of the program for a long, long time. From time to time, we'll send him out to the red carpets for the big interviews. Why do you ask? Why is Dave our go-to guy?
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
That's the kind of question you get when you get Megan Fox in front of Dave. And when we saw that the Iron Man 2 screening was happening on the red carpet with all the big stars, Robert Downey Jr. and Mickey Rourke and Scarlett Johansson and Gwyneth Paltrow and Don Cheadle, we said Dave's our guy, right?
Yeah, let me tell you something. When we go to Dave, Dave delivers.
That's right. That's the thing about Dave.
There are some people you can count on. He's like the Kobe Bryant at the end of a basketball game.
Or Baron Davis, but you know what.
Sure, Baron Davis, sure. On the team that has won 12 games. But he delivers. And the first person that he interviews is Don Cheadle, new to this particular movie series because he was kicked. Who was the other guy? Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard, yeah.
Wanted too much money or something. I don't know what the problem was. So Dave got a hold of Don Cheadle, and this was the interview.
I'm here with Don Cheadle. Do you think they casted you because you're a pretty badass? And, you know, Terrence Howard cries in all his movies, and
I'm not going there.
All right, so that was the end of
that. Yeah, hard hitting. Hey, good question, Dave.
So that ended that.
That was a good question.
That was the end of that interview. It might have been saved. It might have been better used at the end of a regular interview.
Well, he wasn't too happy with it, but I mean,
right, but I'm saying
that's what I'm there for, the hard-hitting interview.
But you do the blow-off question last because then you've gotten the interview.
See, you don't understand, though. When you're on the red carpet, you got to get it in.
All right.
If not, then they're moving on.
The next person.
And by the way, a real compliment to Don Cheadle. I don't think Dave was being unkind to Mr. Cheadle. I mean,
he was saying
you're the guy because you were such a badass in compared to that other guy.
I'm just so impressed that Dave didn't say Don Cheadle.
It's true. Yeah. The next guy that stopped by was Samuel Jackson. The King of Mexico. Ooh. Was Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. Nice. Mr. Jackson, I have one question for you. Yeah. Are you afraid of getting typecasted as a bad mother?
Okay, next.
All right, and he moved on.
Oh, he moved on.
How are you getting shined up by Samuel Jackson?
And then, by the way,
he hated me, by the way.
Who has presented themselves in that light more than him?
Yeah.
I thought that was the best question I've ever asked any celebrity ever in the history of my career.
And who are the little cheering section that are laughing at your question? You had some support there in the crowd.
Yeah, that was all the hotties from the tabloid magazines.
And they all thought you were funny?
Yeah, and they are like, that was a great question. I wonder why he blew you off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know.
Well, we have had Jeremy Renner in before for the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
And I think that helped this interview along.
Jeremy Renner! Kevin and Bean! Jeremy! Bye.
Well, it's not really your fault that he won't come over. You tried.
Yeah. And by the way, it never, ever helps to yell Kevin and Bean. It just doesn't. That is a liability most of the time, so you might want to not do that.
It is true that there have been celebrities in the past who have been on our show 20 times, and they hear Kevin and Bean and still keep walking.
Yeah. Look, it works for Big Boy, so, you know, I tried it.
I love – yeah, well, you should shout Big Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you should do. I love this question, and I'm surprised that this one didn't get answered by Tom Morello.
Tom, do you die in this movie too? Tom Morello?
Damn.
All right, so that was less than successful. I mean, he didn't exactly.
Why wouldn't Tom give you some time?
I don't know, man. I guess he was in a rush to see the movie.
Then
he looked good, though.
Scarlett
He's
Johansson.
Not in Rush. He's in Rage Against the Machine.
Oh. Then it was King of Mexico v. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, man.
Come on. Nice.
Scarlett, you look beautiful. Who are you wearing?
Please wave.
Who are you wearing, Scarlett? You look beautiful.
All right, well, that didn't work well.
But hey, thanks, Tim Gunn. Appreciate you being on the red carpet.
Listen. You know, I saw her down the line, and all they're asking her is, who are you wearing? So I figured if I say that, maybe she'll come over and answer me, then I could ask my question. Bam!
And what was your question going to be?
You know, did Ryan Reynolds marry her to get a U.S. citizenship?
Yeah, that would have been great. but who would you want, Dave, to get on the red carpet of Iron Man 2? Robert Downey Jr.
Of course.
He did. He nailed it.
Robert! Gwyneth, leave Robert here! Gwyneth, why are you taking Robert?
My job!
Isn't it hard to poop in that costume? Robert! Come on!
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. An exclusive interview with Tony Stark himself.
I got him.
How does he do it?
I got him, and Gwyneth Paltrow took him away from me.
Oh, that bitch.
Oh, man.
Well done, Dave. Well done.
Robert! Come on!
The only thing standing between us and singing Don't Bogart and getting to the weekend is this jackass, Ralph Garman, who's coming in here talking about some BS.
Oh, like I give a rat's ass about your little song? The only thing standing between me and Sharktopus is you mother effers.
Oh, that's right. You're filming Sharktopus today.
I'm heading to a bona fide movie set after this BS show is over. So how do you think I feel? You're waiting for your little song.
Do right. you get to say your line that you wrote for Sharktopus? Can you
Damn
please tell
you,
us that?
Sharktopus!
Please tell me that's in the movie.
I think we're still in negotiations. I think my agent and the producers are still negotiating.
I can
that.
Guarantee that Ralph's going to deliver it every time. And they're going to go, cut!
That's not the line!
It is for me!
But how many times have we seen this in a major motion picture where the star will ad-lib something? It's not in the script, but it works so well that they end up leaving it in the movie. That could be what happens here.
Yeah.
Could be.
But the problem is once it takes off, and then there's the T-shirts and the action figures and the posters, the Damn You Sharktopus merchandise, then they're going to, you know, owe me a little scratch.
Little bling, yeah.
And then that's when the trouble starts. I don't think they want to wade into that shallow pool. Because there's a half shark, half octopus waiting for them.
Why would they? It sounds terrible.
I hope Roger Corman's on the set. Roger Corman, legendary producer who started the careers of Nicholson and Martin Scorsese and all those guys. And it would be kind of cool to meet him. He's producing this thing, so I hope he's down there. But
have fun. Can't wait to hear about it.
Captain Jack. It's my character.
Right.
The Captain DJ Jack. For PV Pirate Radio, your spring break destination.
You get to wear an eye patch?
He's not an actual pirate. It's pirate radio.
Parent?
Meaning they broadcast from a boat.
I know.
No, it's not like a sailing ship.
Come on. You lost a leg. You got a pig leg.
Are you a pirate or not?
Are you Somalian?
Yes, I am Somalian in it, though. That's why they cast me, because they needed someone who looked just like a Somalian.
And no one looks more Somalian than you.
No one does.
All right.
A butt.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Here's one of the cool things about living in Los Angeles. Let's say you go to the Arclight, one of my favorite theaters here in L.A.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you go to see the midnight showing of Iron Man 2, because right. it's the first show.
Right.
So you show up there, and the place is packed, and you get in there, and they have a little, you know, it's a very strict place, the Arclight, to see a movie. They got ushers who come out and say, ladies and gentlemen, they'll say it live, you know, please turn off your pagers or anything else that could ruin the experience for your fellow moviegoers. Yeah, he does a little spiel.
Don't talk.
Before the movie starts. And then but last night, the guy says that, and then he also says, and now here's a few people who would like to say a few words. Out comes Jon Favreau and Robert Downey Jr.
Yes!
How's All that right. for your movie-going experience? That's worth 12 That's bucks okay. right there, isn't it?
I think it's better than ours is going to be when I go today. I'll tell you that. Unless they're going to do it at every screening.
Pretty cool. Those guys wanted to say hi to the fans at the midnight show, and
wow.
they showed up and said a few words about
that
the movie before
cool.
it started. So those people got a little extra bang for their buck.
Wow.
I want to thank listener Sue for telling me about that experience. That sounds pretty awesome. Remember I was telling you how Kendra Wilkinson, former playmate, former girlfriend of Hugh Hefner, was furious and scrambling, trying to legally stop the sex tape of her and her boyfriend from being released into the market.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was devastated, if I recall.
Devastated. Just couldn't, beside herself. Now she's a mom and she's got a husband and now she's just way freaked out that this might see the light of day.
Right.
What she neglected to mention in the story is that 2 years ago, she herself was shopping around the sex tape to possible vendors.
And couldn't find a home for it?
Apparently
is that really
not.
Her laugh? That's really her
that's
laugh?
That's really her
yeah.
laugh. Yeah.
Wow, that's a deal breaker. She's pretty hot, though.
She's way hot.
Well, how does she not make that deal? She wanted too much?
Yeah, maybe she was asking for too much for the rights or something. But how dare she act so shocked that this is seeing the light of day?
I'm outraged!
She was carrying it from office to office trying to get people to buy it. And by the way, all the paperwork regarding those attempted sales in 2008 mention the tapes in question.
Tapes.
So
I'm
led to believe there may be more than one out there for your viewing pleasure.
All right, well, let's get to those.
That's what I'm saying.
Friday means the new People magazine's on stands. Maybe want to pick it up. A great story featuring Bret Michaels talking about his brain hemorrhage and how he survived it and what the experience was like for him. But the best part of the story by far is the photograph on the very first page of the article, which shows Bret reclining, seriously ill, in his hospital bed, leads all over his chest. He's got an EKG on there. Let's see, he's got an IV in his arm. I'm trying to see what else he's got in the photo. Oh, he's wearing his bandana!
Oh, my God.
In the hospital bed.
Of course he is.
Has the bandana on.
How bald is this guy?
He's buck naked, got leads everywhere. He's obviously unconscious, has an IV in his arm.
You know
they're trying to save his life. He's got a bandana on.
Don't take off the bandana.
I think it's 2 a.m. I think it's been surgically connected to his scalp. I don't think it even comes off.
Maybe he doesn't have a head there.
Maybe it's just a tattoo of a bandana on his head.
Could be.
You mocked me when I suggested that maybe this was the cause of the aneurysm. Now, let's face it, he never takes it off. It's a lot of pressure on a man's skull.
It isn't a lot of pressure on a man's skull.
I'm saying it is, and I'm a doctor.
They don't tighten it with like a pneumatic lug nut remover or something. It's just, he puts a bandana on.
He seems to have tons of hair on the side and in the back, though. Is he just way bald up top or what?
I don't know.
Well, he should take off the bandana. That's what I'm saying.
That's his look, man. That's his gig. That's his hook.
That's his, if you will. His personality right there. It's his signature.
Well, that's him.
He wouldn't have been in the hospital if he didn't wear the bandana.
Stop saying that. That's just not true. Remember we were asking what happened to Craig Kilborn? Whatever happened to Craig Kilborn?
Mm-hmm. Hey, whatever happened to Craig Kilborn?
20th Century Fox Television has just announced a test pilot for a half-hour talk show hosted by Craig Kilborn.
Huh.
The show will be on early in time slots across these great United States.
Meaning daytime or early evening?
Early evening.
Okay.
Apparently, it will be airing for 2 months on 6 to 8 Fox-owned stations across the U.S., including their station in New York and also KTTV here in Los Angeles. So we'll be able to check them out. But I'm glad to see Craig returning to television. I always thought he was entertaining. Remember when he had you guys on as a guest?
Yeah, once.
You guys played Kerplinko or something. That game he
with
played?
With the dude that played Jesus?
The guy who played Jesus.
I have a vague memory of that whole thing.
Who's now on Law & Order.
All right.
Speaking of Jesus, Comedy Central is announcing they are in talks about producing a cartoon series about Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, did you say a cartoon series?
A cartoon, a comedy cartoon based on Jesus Christ.
But not Muhammad.
No. I guess they want to be bombed by someone else. The Baptists, maybe, instead of the Muslims. J.C. is the title of the cartoon. And it depicts
J.Z. is playing Jesus?
J.C. depicts Jesus as a regular guy who moves to New York to escape his father's enormous shadow. His father, God, is depicted as an apathetic man who would rather play video games than listen to his son talk about his new life. Oh, like they're going to be in so much trouble.
They really are. That's not going to happen.
I would not do that. And in advertising news, Nutrisystem has announced they are severing all ties with former New York Giants player Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Lawrence, of course, is the 51-year-old Hall of Fame linebacker from the New York Giants who was on Dancing with the Stars. He's doing a lot of commercials for Nutrisystem about how he lost all his weight. However, now he is accused of raping a 16-year-old girl. And paying her $300.
Businesses are not about innocent until proven guilty, by the way. They absolutely cut ties with you the minute you are accused.
Well, just the appearance of the possibility he could be guilty of these charges.
Yeah.
This is a pretty rough situation.
Because in most he said, she said, both people are legal. And then you don't know. In this case, it's illegal even if it was consensual.
Right,
so.
Right. And that's where I think the rape charge comes from. Right. I don't believe it was forcible. At least I haven't heard anything to that effect. I'm just talking about what I've heard. But it's he was arrested on charges of rape and patronizing a prostitute. Even if she was legal, he still would have been busted for patronizing a prostitute, which I'm sure Nutrisystem probably wouldn't want reflecting their product either.
No, they love prostitutes. They're fine with that.
Although he's been fired by Nutrisystem, he was picked up by a company called RapeGo.
I've never heard of that company.
Apparently they produce bandanas.
I'm surprised the Raiders don't try to get him to come out of retirement.
Oh, no, you didn't!
How about that, Jamarcus Russell?
How about that?
Success?
Huge.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Breckin Meyer, who is from Road Trip and Robot Chicken. Very talented guy, 36 years old. Today, Eagle Eye Cherry is 39. Tracy Lords, former adult film star who later went on to become a mainstream actress. She is 42 years old today.
God looks at you and he sees a dirty, dirty whore.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Seems rough. Why'd I come at Tracy like that?
Oh.
Phil Campbell of Motorhead is 49 years old. And Amy Heckerling, very talented not an actress at all. She's a writer and a director and a producer. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, one of her films, Clueless, National Lampoon's European Vacation, and the Look Who's Talking movies. All right, nobody's perfect. What are you going to do? Damn you, Shaktapur!
Yeah!
I'm going to say it a lot now because I probably won't be saying it later, so I want to get it out of my system.
You have to say it once.
How can I? Look, if I
work
say it.
Work it in.
If, you know, it's a thing called editing. They take it back to
doesn't matter.
The studio. They can cut it right out.
Of
it would
course.
Never exist.
But if you don't, then it never has a shot at seeing the light of day.
That's,
come on
that's
now.
True. I'm going to try to slip in a few Kevin and Beanisms into my DJ patter, though.
Oh,
throw
awesome.
Throw a few party people around here, you know, that kind of stuff.
I like it.
Try to sound as much like John and Jeff as possible. I mean, Kevin and
John Bean. And Jeff are good.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Monday morning, we have an all-new program. Omar is going to tell you why TV is over. TV, as a whole,
is
over.
Over.
Is ending.
Huh.
He hates it.
I hadn't heard about that. That would seem like that would be news.
Bean is going to tell you how a new Victoria's Secret bra called Bombshell, which makes your boobs appear two sizes bigger than they are, is false advertising, and he's against that.
I think they should be arrested for fraud is what I think. Not only the women that wear it, but the company that makes it.
We have a Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. And we have details at 7:20 on the K-Rock. Weenie Roast. I don't know. Is it?
I think it's just plain
just
old
weenie roast.
Straight up Weenie
Roast. I didn't know
this
if
year.
It was Fiesta.
There's no
okay.
E something.
I didn't
year.
Realize. Okay.
No end.
Should have done
it's
that research.
Time, summertime rock show.
Should
what
have done that research maybe
it's
a little ahead
time.
Of time.
It's the good time summertime rock show.
Weenie Roast. Yay Fiesta.
It's not Yay Fiesta. We can tell you that.
Yay Fiesta.
So that's Monday morning at 7:15 on an all new Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
Catch you by surprise. Did
yeah,
it?
It did. Yeah.
Every week. Every week. Do you remember the words? You want to sing along, though?
How dare you?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it around the room.
What happened?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Let pass it over me.
Don't know the words.
It makes you happy.
Roll another one.
Well. I think everything's cool.
And then just like the other one.
No.
That's real talk right there, man.
This one seems to be about
at the end of its
oh,
use.
Oh, come on, dude.
And I need another hand. Yeah.
Woo-hoo! All right. Woo! Yeah. Ha-ha.
Life is like a
staircase.
This one seems to be a mountain.
But that one's definitely
encore. I don't have another cent.
It's getting more like common saying, we're going to do this and do that.
Just pass it around.
Don't you agree?
Time, man. Oh, heck. You guys better go. You'll be late for your gig.
This has been based on a true story. The motherfucking end.
I think they are going. I can't believe it's over already. That's not fair.
Excuse me. If you can hear me, that, okay, I see security is coming, so I just want to say, damn it. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you for your time. And drive safe.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday.